Hi, we're going on air in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dan Gelber, the mayor of Miami Beach, for at least a few more seconds. This is the hybrid election-related commission meeting of November 28th, 2023. I'd ask our esteemed clerk, Rafael Granato, to please provide Zoom information for those who would like to watch remotely.
Thank you, Mayor. During this hybrid election-related commission meeting, the City Commission is physically present in the temporary commission chambers located at Miami Beach Convention Center, 1901 Convention Center Drive, meeting rooms 222 through 25. Members of the public who wish to attend the meeting or provide comment in person may appear at the temporary commission chamber at the Miami Beach Convention Center. To participate or provide comment virtually during the commission meeting, the public may join the meeting by visiting the Zoom app on their smart device or on the web at zoom.us or by telephone at 1-305-224-1968. The toll-free number is 888-475-4499, 888-475-4499. The webinar ID is 813-928-576-71#, 813-928-576-71#. Members of the public wanting to speak virtually on a public hearing item during the meeting must click on the raise hand icon if using the Zoom app or press star 9 on the telephone to raise their hand. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, with that, I would ask our police and fire color guard to please bless us with their presence. Please rise. Okay, I'm going to call the order. We're going to now switch it around for a second. I'd like to ask longtime federal prosecutor and mother of my children, Joan Silverstein, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Trees and colors.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
While we're here, let's now ask Rabbi Gail Pomerantz to honor us with an invocation.
I open this morning with words from the Psalms. Zehayom asa Adonai nagila v'nismecha bo. This is the day that God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad on it. On this day of ceremony, we take this moment not only to rejoice, but to feel a sense of gratitude and appreciation for all that is ours. We just celebrated the holiday of Thanksgiving. Today, we pause to acknowledge giving thanks for our courageous leaders who serve with dignity and honor. For Mayor Gelber and his outstanding team and all of the commissioners who saw our city through the uncertainty of COVID, the challenges of being a spring break destination, and the daily trials of city management, but never lost sight of the opportunity to define Miami Beach as a center of diversity, environmental sustainability, and cultural pride. The great philosopher Abraham Joshua Heschel said, "It is gratefulness that makes the soul great." And so this moment is graced with gratitude for all that has been accomplished and for our desire and ambition to continue to do even more. We ask for your blessing on all those who have gathered here today in the name of hope, peace, friendship, and progress. We ask for you to sustain our faith in the possibilities of tomorrow and to empower our leaders to work to create that future. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you. Okay, we're going to now hear Michael Rossi is, I believe, in the house. Michael is with the Miami Beach Classical Music Festival, and he is our local, one of our local impresarios.
Forward.
Thank you. Michael, do you want to tell us anything about who is performing here?
Yes, thank you, Mayor Gilbert. We have our four members of our youth program that's running all year long. And these youth are absolutely fantastic young artists. They're winning competitions, getting full scholarships, and they've become the face and performance of our festival throughout the year. They're all under 18 and local, and they're going to sing your favorite for last time here, America the Beautiful.
So everybody can sit down for this. And Michael, thank you so much. You have been a wonderful asset to our community, and the music you bring everywhere has been really something remarkable. So. We on? Yeah, bravo. And Michael, thank you. Just a footnote. It's a prerogative of the mayor to pick what we start with, and I have always done America the Beautiful, not the Star Spangled Banner, not because I don't believe that's a beautiful national anthem, but America the Beautiful is about the promise of tomorrow. It was written by Catherine Bates, Professor Wellesley, at the turn of the century, last century, as she hiked Pikes Peak, and the poem, and it was a poem, I urge you all to read. It has lines in it that reflect the promise of America. Confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty through law. O beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self thy country loved, and mercy more than life. These really, to me, represent the beauty of our country. And I think I urge you to pick whatever song you like, but it should be something that reflects your vision. And I have great faith in that. Okay, let's get to the order now. So you know, we have some city business, but I don't think we can do that until 10 o'clock. So we're going to have to begin the business of as Rabbi Pomerantz said, of gratefulness. So with that, what I'd like to do is begin, and what we'll do is our order is going to be as such. We're going to show a video for our departing commissioner. Then I'll invite any of my colleagues to say whatever good, bad, or indifferent they would like to say. And then I'll give my colleague the last word. And I think that's – does that all make sense? So let's go ahead. And PJ, you've got some videos. One at a time, and let's begin with Commissioner – which one? Commissioner Areola? Let's start with Commissioner Areola. Where are you?
We're going to start with the best first?
Yes, yes, yes.
That's funny. Please stand by for lighting.
First invite my colleagues to comment on the video, good and bad. And I, PJ, that was beautiful, and photoshopping in my biceps for Commissioner Ayala was a good idea. Anybody? Commissioner Fernandez.
Yes. This is where the roast begins?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get a cup of coffee.
I guess we're starting on this side of the day. So
yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and good morning to everyone who's joining us. Thank you for coming out to honor our outgoing elected officials who, for 8 years, in the case of Commissioner Arreola, has served our city. Commissioner Arreola, it's been a pleasure to be your colleague. Holding these offices is not easy, and we're exposed to a lot of scrutiny, to a lot of criticism. But we're also exposed to the opportunity to contribute to the greatness of such an amazing city. And it's our differences in opinions that help us find a common ground through which to move forward. And while we haven't always seen eye to eye on every policy issue, through that discourse and debate, we've come to this point where you leave this dais in a city that is tremendously prosperous. And I want to thank you for having been a good and respectful colleague to me, for not always agreeing with each other, but learning from each other and moving forward with good policy. And at times, when we disagree, the disagreement always led to something better. So thank you for your service. And I look forward now being able to speak with you, because we no longer have the sunshine now. But I'm sure you'll continue to serve our community in some capacity. So thank you so much.
Mr. Rosen Gonzalez.
Commissioner Arreola. Whew. Believe it or not, when you leave this dais, I don't want to be a senior anything, but that makes me a senior commissioner. We first ran together in 2015. I've elongated this process an additional 2 years. And I was thinking last night about, you know, what to say today. And I was thinking about that one Clinton-Trump debate where they were asked by one person in the audience, can you please say one positive thing about each other? And, of course, Hillary Clinton first chimed in, and she said, his children. I love Trump's children. They're a wonderful thing. And then he looked at Hillary, and he said, resilience. You have a tremendous tenacity. And in between, they shot each other a few barbs because I was watching it this morning. But I was thinking a lot about something, you know, what I can say that's positive, because you listen, Commissioner Arreola, with the bonds, I wasn't necessarily on board at the beginning, but you've left a tremendous legacy, and you did push forward two of these bonds. And one thing that I will say about you is that even if your opinion is unpopular, you're fearless, and you don't care, and you don't change your mind, and you push forward, and you really do have a tenacity, like Hillary, you and Hillary. Commissioner Arreola. So,
like Hillary.
I voted for her.
Did he?
So, you know, listen, you have ideas that are different from everyone else's, and that fearlessness is something that I very much admire, so I wish you well. And I know whatever you and I run for next, are you going to endorse me, Commissioner Arreola? Are we going to support each other? Going to vote for me? So... yes, it has been an interesting and educational experience, and that I will never forget. So, congratulations.
Commissioner and Mayor-elect Meyer.
So, Commissioner Arreola, probably about 6 years ago when I first started getting very interested in local municipal politics, I reached out to each of the commissioners, and I think the first response I got was from Eric Scherls, your aide. And now firefighter, and I met with him, and it's something I learned a lot about, just the dignity that we need to give our residents, that when people reach out, the giving them the honor of a response and a meeting, if that's what they desire. And I ran for the first time when you were running for re-election, so we got to know each other a little bit, and to echo what Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez said, it's not only that you are very strong in your opinions, which I've learned a lot from. I'm direct with people, but not as usually as forceful publicly, maybe, that you are. But it comes from a place that you are one of the most well-read people I've ever met. we talk about all the time. I ask you almost every commission meeting, what books are you reading now? What have you read? Because it's not just an opinion that comes from off the top of your head. It's well-versed. It's reasoned. It's researched. And I've learned a lot from that, and I try to do the same. So I've learned a lot from you. And more importantly than anything of all the commission and the policies, I consider you a friend, and I look forward to continuing our friendship. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Dominguez.
Commissioner Arriola, it's been a pleasure serving with you this past year, and I really enjoyed working with you on land use and all of the different projects that are coming before our city. And I'll echo what some of the other people said. I have learned a lot from you. You think out of the box. You're passionate about your ideas, and you keep moving forward, and that's a terrific quality. And I wish you the best of luck in the future, and I look forward to continuing the dialogue with you.
Thank you. Vice Mayor Richardson, you're still the vice mayor, right?
For a few more hours or a few more minutes. Thank you. Commissioner Arriola, it's been a great pleasure serving with you. I learned a lot serving with you on the finance and the land use committees. I very much appreciate that you move over to chair land use to allow me the opportunity to chair finance and have that experience, and it was a very nice thing that you did for me to give me that opportunity and ask the mayor to appoint me to that. So I very much appreciate it. As was said by others, you take very strong positions, and once you take your positions, you make them well known, and you stand with them. And some people don't like that, but I love that you take positions and that you're willing to do what you think is best for the city, even when there are others that think it's the wrong way to go. But we got elected to take our positions, and you've been willing to do that. And it's been a great honor serving with you, and I wish you the very best in whatever your next step is. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, before I give you your last word, I do have a couple little swag for you.
Oh, good.
First is this beautiful tree of life. Thank you, Commissioner Ricky Arriola, for your public service. And I know you were a huge advocate for parks, and so that I think is. And the second thing is,
all right.
It's a key to the city of Miami Beach, and it says for embracing the long view and staying true to yourself. And that's not on everybody else's key. I thought that captured you, and I'll speak about you when I give my remarks, but I just wanted to thank you for your incredible service, collegiality, and support, frankly, because I feel like you've been a great partner, and I'm grateful for that. So, welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to thank Commissioner Arriola for all the Dan Gelber jokes. They've made our meetings
so
much better.
Who doesn't like a good Dan Gelber joke? It's out of love, Joan. They really, you know. All right, Commissioner Arriola, you are recognized.
Oh, I get to say something? Okay.
Put the timer on.
You get to follow me?
Well, I'm speaking later, so I'm going
to. Remember, whatever you say, I get to get back to you.
No, you really don't.
We're going to talk about you.
You really don't.
Right? So, look, eight years. is a long time to serve in public office, but it's long enough to get at least most of the job that, you know, some of us, when we embark on this, set out as our journey. And I hope that I have, fulfilled the expectations of my community over these last 8 years in trying to deliver on what I promised you, which was, to try to make Miami Beach a top 10 city in the United States to live, work, and play. If you look over just the last few years, the amount of people who have left an exodus from what I think most of us would have considered not too long ago great American cities like San Francisco, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, they're all coming here. And that's for a reason. Obviously we have great weather and beautiful beaches, but we respect law and order. We stand behind our first responders and our police. We don't allow the chaos that we're seeing in these other cities. We support our local businesses. We have great schools, great parks, improving infrastructure. and a really great quality of life. So, you know, I hope that I've been able to deliver on what I set out to do. You know, 8 years ago when I said I wanted to make this one of the top 10 cities to live, work, and play in the United States. You know, to further that, you know, I helped spearhead, you know, close to $750 million in public money in our geo bond and cultural general obligation bonds to reinvest in our parks, our aging infrastructure, our police and fire facilities, tree canopies, to improve the overall enjoyment of our residents and future generations. And then furthermore, we're making substantial investments in our arts and culture institutions so that, you know, future generations will be able to say that this era of public office was a pivotal point in the trajectory of Miami Beach. A lot of these things are going to be coming online in future years, so I won't even be here to, you know, take credit for that, and that's fine. That's not what you get into public service for. You get into public service to serve the public, and I think we're going to have an amazing decade, two decades ahead of us as these things come online, as our new cultural facilities get renovated or built, our parks come online, and our children can start enjoying these amazing assets that we've provided for them, that taxpayers have provided for them very generously. My colleagues, it's been a lot of fun working with you, even when we don't disagree. That's part of the process. You know, I sent out an email early this morning to the residents, you know, bidding everyone farewell. And I opened it with a quote from Winston Churchill, who's, you know, one of the leaders that, that I look up to. You know, and he said that, you know, courage is the most important virtue because without it, none of the other virtues matter. And, you know, when you're up here trying to make decisions on behalf of the public, it takes courage. And it's in short supply up here and in this country. Standing against the grain, standing against public opinion is difficult, but that's what leadership is. Your job as a leader is to say, okay, the public's over here, but I firmly believe based on my experience and research, moral values, that we got to get over here. And your job as a leader is to move the public over here. The easy thing is to capitulate and go with the crowd. So my challenge to my colleagues that are going to remain is to have courage and lead and not follow. It's been an honor to serve this community, privilege of a lifetime. You know, before I became a commissioner, I didn't have a son. Now I have got my soon-to-be 7-year-old son, Noah. And, you know, I do this for him. A lot of the stuff that we're investing in our community, the cultural facilities, the parks, all of that is for him and his generation of friends so that they can enjoy our city for decades to come. It's been an honor, and thank you for the privilege to serve you.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's move on to the vice mayor and PJ. Oh, wait. Don't roll yet. Hold on. You've got this. Okay. You want to give that out?
Okay. Well, as was mentioned by a few of my colleagues, you know, my success and, you know, my ability to serve our community would not have been possible at all if I didn't have my trusted and loyal aide, Eric Chirolis. He's here somewhere. Eric, where are you? All right, he's right there. I got to roast him at our last final commission meeting, you know, and I've got a little token of our appreciation for you, Eric. I think I, you know, speak for everyone who's worked with you in City Hall that, you know, you're an amazing person, an amazing professional, a lot of fun to be with, and, you know, really helped me do my job effectively, you know, through your tireless efforts. I mean, this morning you were helping me get our email out. And I think most people know, but if you don't, you know, as I term out, Eric is going to continue to serve our community. He is now a Miami Beach firefighter. The finest firefighting department in the country. And Eric's, you know, already establishing himself as a leader in that department. So we'll all be seeing a lot more of Eric, and we all look forward to seeing his success in future years. So, Eric, if you want to come up here, I want to give you something.
Janice.
By the way, when I got him, he was chubby and out of shape.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go to the vice mayor. PJ, you got a video for us.
Please stand by for lighting.
That was beautiful. We're going to start on the other side. Commissioner Dominguez.
Well, Vice Mayor Richardson, public service is in your blood. You were our state rep, and you fought for us in Tallahassee. And when you became commissioner and the city, the world had a pandemic, what you did for the food insecure is legendary. Your food distributions, going around the city today, people are still talking about everything that you did for them. It's been a joy working with you this past year in this capacity and also spending time with you on the Land Use Committee. And I wish you the very best in your next endeavor. And go Richardson.
Vice Mayor Richardson, look, it's been a real pleasure working with you. I mean, if it wasn't for you, I don't think, you know, I would have gotten anything done. You know, you were very helpful in helping me get, you know, legislation that I felt was necessary for our city passed. I think, you know, you embody courage. And it's, you know, again, one of those virtues that I hold in self-esteem. It's in short supply today in elected officials, and I think you embody it. You have great character. I remember, I think, really one of the first times you and I got an opportunity to work together. I don't know if you remember it. This was back during Hurricane Irma, and you were state rep at the time. And, you know, a lot of people here in town had lost power. FPNL had said, you know, it might be days, might be weeks for some people to get power. And I was down at Rebecca Tower, you know, giving out water and food and, you know, seeing how we could be of service to those seniors. And they didn't have electricity. And it was hot. And it was August. So you can imagine how hot it was. September. You can imagine how hot it was. And these are, you know, older, you know, folks that are, you know, sometimes in frail condition. And it was really hot. I mean, it was like an oven in there. And they were told it was going to be a couple days before they got power back. And, you know, I said, all right, who do I know in Tallahassee that can exert some pressure? I called you. You immediately picked up, told you the situation. You said you call me back. That afternoon, Rebecca had power back. And I know you made some calls to FPNL to exert some pressure and prioritize those who needed our help. Reflection of, you know, you prioritizing those most in need during COVID when, you know, folks were laid off and out of work and became food insecure, you immediately arranged for food distribution programs, and you were tirelessly out there every single day distributing food and aid to those who needed it. So, you know, I think, you know, you embody, you know, character and service and helping those who need help from their government. So thank you for being a friend. Thank you for helping me on legislation that I thought was very important for our city. And best of luck to you. I know you're looking to represent our county as our tax collector, and we would be very wise to support you in those efforts. So best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you. Commissioner Minor.
So Commissioner Richardson, just like I mentioned about Commissioner Arriola, we met during the campaign when you were running and I was running, and we you get to spend a lot of time with the candidates when you're standing by early voting for 2 weeks, and we got to speak a lot, and I got to learn a lot about your work in Tallahassee. And I have to thank you. You actually helped me hone my skills up here a lot. You know, under the Sunshine Laws, we can't speak outside on any voting matters that are related. That we can't speak outside of the commission meetings. But when you bring legislation or there's legislation up, you count the votes in your head. You kind of have a feeling of who's going to be on your side, who's not. And although we agreed on a lot of things, there were issues that I knew that Commissioner Richardson was not going to agree with me, and it forced me to really hone my skills about how I would respond and prepare for it. So I'll give you that shout out. But I'll also say, you pitched yourself when you ran as the budget guy. That was a theme you used all the time, and it absolutely is true. You led our finance committee with great aptitude, and I wasn't on the finance committee, but I watched all the meetings, and you really led it. I really learned a lot from you watching those meetings. So, thank you for your service. I wish you luck in your upcoming election as well as tax collector as you continue in that finance vein. And I hope to continue our friendship.
Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez.
You stole my budget guy thing. I was going to start off with that. You know, we've known each other for a long time, Commissioner Richardson. We've had our wins, our losses. We ran for Congress together in a Democratic primary, and we both lost, but we were there from Cutler Bay up to Miami Beach, right? So we've known each other for a long time, and some things we agree on, some things we don't. But one thing that I really admire about you is how, well, actually, there's two things I really admire about you. The first is how you really owned the budget. You didn't just become the finance chair. I mean, you were deep into that budget, and you would find the funding for whatever you thought was necessary, and you did that in a way that I think few others ever have in the past, and I admire that. Number two is, even if you're in the minority in something, he ends up winning all the time. He gets the vote. I don't understand how he does it. He does some ninja maneuver. He creates some compromise. I've seen brilliant legislation just based on the fact that, you know, things, a question that you phrase and have us all vote on. I find that, you know, admirable. So I've learned some of your ninja moves. And I think you've always been, you know, very cordial. And I wish you luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you. Mr. Fernandez.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And Commissioner Richardson, I want to thank you because working alongside you as a colleague on this day has truly been an honor. It's been a privilege. You truly love public service, and that is evident. I recall when I got elected, there were concerns about a crosswalk at a senior building in North Beach, and you immediately mobilized every single resource you had available and every single contact you had available in Tallahassee to help the seniors be able to cross the street more safely. Now, if that doesn't define what it is to be a city commissioner, then I don't know what does. Caring for all people, caring for the seniors, caring for equality, having served together with you as an openly gay commissioner on this dais has been an honor, and fighting for equality will continue to be a mission that we will carry on. Seeing you fight for those with food insecurity at one of our most scariest times, with the help of your aide and so many in our community who you brought together, you didn't have the fear of being exposed. You went out there and you got the work done. And you ended up getting COVID because of it yourself. But that is the definition of selflessness in public service. Finding the compromise so that we can get to the fourth vote or to the fifth vote. That is such an important skill, because it might not be what I want or may not have been what you wanted, but it was the will of the body for the good of the public. Finding that compromise is an incredible skill that you had that I learned from, and I hope we can continue to carry forward. And it truly has been a privilege over the past year to serve as your vice chair on the Finance Committee, where I've seen you work with our staff and guide our city through the last few budget processes. It's led to a balanced budget. It's led to additions to our reserves and important enhancements to our city services. Most importantly, I think, is the highest reserves, both in the general fund and the resort tax fund, in the city's history. And we achieved that during your tenure as chair of that finance committee. Thank you for your service. I look forward to seeing you continue your public service. You bring honor to our community in these roles that you possess. And most importantly, I got to say, walking Tallahassee with David Richardson is one of the most amazing experiences, because the respect that the legislators in Tallahassee have has been a great added value to our city here in Miami Beach. Thank you, David, and I look forward to our continued friendship.
Vice Mayor Richardson, you know, I'm proud of the fact I've always supported you for the things you've run for, because I think you're a high-quality person, and I think that's the most important quality you want in somebody who's going to serve, somebody who has character and integrity and cares. And I will say this, and Commissioner Fernandez just said it, you know, during the campaign someone said, they referred to the golden years of 2006 and 7 and 8, and I looked, and our millage rate was the highest it's been in 20 years, and our crime rate was equally as high back then. But today, really because of your leadership, and Commissioner Ariel, who also chaired the committee before you, it's not just our reserves. It's not just our geo bonds have a AA-plus rating. It's not just the fact that we have a pretty low millage rate for a city our size. It's that we have a tradition of being good stewards of public money. And I think we owe a tremendous debt for you for that, because I think your focus on it in a laser-like way, and I mean that because it's wonderful for me as a mayor to know that when I get to the budget and I ask you to take over the meeting, I don't have to think for a second that you're going to move us to exactly where we need to be, whether it's finding money or whether it's saying we shouldn't do something. And I really respect that because you're not afraid to lean into a hard decision and you're not afraid to, you know, to find something that we needed very badly. You did it over and over again. And I just want to say something about COVID because I don't think people recognize what David and his aide and did during COVID. I would see on TV, remember, there'd be a, you know, the ticker saying the city of so-and-so is going to have a food drive in 2 weeks on a Wednesday. And I kept thinking to myself, we've done three this week, and we're going to do three next week, and we're going to do three or four or five every week in South Beach and Mid Beach and North Beach for – you know, and many of them were not even voters or even residents. And I don't know, how many food drives did you do?
More than 300 events.
More than 300 food drives. And each one of them was a lot of work. And I thought about, I went to about a dozen, and my back was hurting. But he was there every time, and our city staff were there doing stuff that they don't typically do. And so I just want to say that I was one of the proudest moments of our city, and it really was because of your drive to pitch in at a time when people were wondering what they would be doing. You immediately knew that. So it is really my pleasure, and I have a tree of life for you.
Thank you.
And this is your key to the city. And it says, David Richardson, yes, our numbers guy, but so much more to our city. And you are recognized. And don't forget you you have something for your aide.
Thank you so much for all the kind words. It's time to say goodbye. It's incredible how fast 4 years went. It really is. So first of all, I just need to thank the people for giving me the opportunity to serve. You know, even after serving in the legislature, anyone who's been through election knows it's hard to get to 50%. My first pass, I got to 49% and had to go to a runoff. And thank goodness the people allowed me to serve. And I'm here for 4 years. And I have to say, but for not this incredible opportunity that I may be able to enjoy countywide, I would have run for re-election because I love working with the people of the city and so forth. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit about some of the things we were able to do. I'll, for the most part, leave it to historians to think about what we got accomplished in the city over the last 8 years, 4 years, or whatever period of time. But most people know that I really prefer to focus on big infrastructure projects. I'm not what's considered to be a pothole commissioner because I've got the best pothole commissioner in my aide, Luis Calleja. So, you know, he doesn't even tell me he's fixing a pothole. So it just gets done, and so I don't have to focus on that, and it gives me the opportunity to focus on really big infrastructure-type projects. You know, it's been a great honor serving on the Finance Committee and chairing the committee. I know that what's been mentioned is I look for funding where funding cannot be found, starting with
72nd Street project when we're $18 million short, and I said I'm going to find the money, and I spent the summer searching for the money and went to Alina and her staff and said, this is where we can take $18 million from six different buckets, and she improved upon a couple of those ideas. So thank you, Alina. I appreciate that. And, you know, we found budget shortfall money for North Shore Park, Bay Shore Park, the police, fire, marine station. All those projects had budget gaps, and we found that, and you allowed me to present those, and you supported me, so we did that together. You know, one of the things I'm going to be most proud, and I hope that you all will as well, is that we got some new rules passed here in the city. And so we generally end our meetings now at 7 p.m., right? And I think that's a good thing, and that's a good rule. And if you all want to continue going forward until midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, good luck. So, but you'll need now four votes to do that. So, and as was mentioned on the food distributions, we did a lot of work, and people ask, how did you get all that food? And in fact, we endured a couple of investigations where people referred us to investigations saying that he must be doing something criminal to get all that food. And you know, it's about building relationships, and Lewis and I both have relationships from Tallahassee, and it's about, as you said, Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez, thinking outside the box. You know, right after the pandemic hit, Feeding South Florida called Lewis and said, hey, you know, we know David from Tallahassee. We have a warehouse of food. Is there anything he needs for his community? So I half-jokingly said to Lewis, call him back and tell him I want a truckload of food. So he did, and he comes back 15 minutes later, and he said, they want to know what day you want it. So that's how it started. And then we got the one truck, and then they said, look, we can't staff. We don't have the staffing to do all this. We have the food. So that's when Lewis and I got into the logistics business and said, you know, we'll staff it. We'll find the volunteers. And we had over, I say 1,000, it was really 2,000 volunteers that over a two-year period helped us make this happen, along with all of the city staff, and it was a great opportunity for me to work day by day with our city staff and our property management and sanitation departments and so forth. But and then we needed a food distribution in North Beach. And I said, where am I going to get that food? So I called FarmShare, which I knew from Tallahassee. And the CEO said, David, I've got the food. I don't have a truck. I said, I'll get a truck. Right? So, and Save, thank you, you're here. You helped me raise money through your foundation. We contributed the foundation, you did, along with the city resources, and we got a truck, and we got somebody to go down and pick up the food. And so it's about finding a solution so that we can do what's best. And as you said, Mayor, over a two-year period together with Lewis and a lot of volunteers, we got about $8 million of food donated to the city, 300 events, and fed about 145,000 families. So it was something. So. And, you know, and somebody said to me, oh, let's get a Herald article about this. And I kept saying, no, let's not, because somebody's probably going to wonder how David Richardson in the city of Miami Beach of 87,000 people is doing six food distributions a week, right? So let's just do the work and not worry about getting the credit. So it's been a great honor to serve on the Finance Committee. I have to say, as it has been said, we now have the highest reserves in the history of the city for both our operating and our resort tax account. I'm very proud about that. The financial condition of the city is extremely strong, and I know it will continue to be strong with the leadership of this commission and the future commissioners. So I want to congratulate the newly elected individuals, and I want to offer a little advice, and I feel like I can do that because I think I'm probably the oldest person up here, although I don't look it. I recognize that. So people often ask me how they can be successful. So I made a few notes here. Number one, be humble. Be humble. I don't have to explain that. You all know what that means. Be humble. Number two, listen more than you talk. Someone told me many years ago, when you're talking, you're not learning anything. So listen more than you talk. Number three, don't think that you're ever going to get 100% of the people behind you. I don't know of anyone who's ever won an election with 100% unless you have no opponent. I'm hoping that will happen with me, of course. I've never had that happen, but we'll see. So you're never going to get 100%. So I won my election with 58%. That means, and I've said this before, 42% of the people wanted the other guy. I recognize that. But at the end of the day, once you win, make the best decisions you can for the city. And then find solutions, number four. Find the compromise, as Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez, and I often do that. I think, Dan, you said sometimes you like to fix things, and I do. Like, I'll seize on a word that someone might say, and if we only could do that, and then I'll try to find a way to give them what they want so that we can. Because compromise is not a dirty word. It's only a dirty word if you compromise your core values. As long as you're not compromising your core values, then there's nothing wrong with compromise. And then I would say, extend your hand to those who may not have supported you in your election. In my very first election, I've been a CPA at the time for 30 years. The CPAs, when I ran, would not even let me interview for an endorsement because they were supporting the husband of another CPA. And they would not even allow me to interview. So when I won, I called them, and that was my first meeting, because I never wanted them to ever oppose me again. So extend your hand to people who may not have supported you, because you'll find a new friend. But if you try to hold any vindictiveness, then that will cause you more pain in the long run. So extend your hand. I remember when I got elected here, I said, let me be the first person to nominate you for a board. So with that, I want to, and the last thing is take care of yourself. Find some time for you personally, because public service can be all-consuming, and so you've got to take some breaks, and I'm learning over the last year to do a little bit better with that. So as I said, I if not for this opportunity, many people know that for the first time in 65 years, this position of tax collector will be elected. I'm excited about the opportunity to create a new government agency, and that's really why I'm doing that as opposed to running for re-election. But I love the work that I've done here, and for all my friends who have enjoyed seeing me here, just know that, and maybe for some of the people that don't enjoy seeing me here, just know that I'm not termed out, that I actually can serve another 10 years right here in the city of Miami Beach. And I may do that when I'm really, really old, right? So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I bid you farewell. Thank you.
Okay.
And then we've got a little something for my aide, just like Ricky had for Eric. Lewis, we honored you a few weeks ago, but the city has done another plaque yet for you. And so it's Lewis Callejas, or as Siri would say, Lewis Callejas. So if you'll come up, we'll get a picture. And Ricky, I just want to say, just like your aide, when I met and hired Lewis, he too was chubby and out of shape. And so it must be something that we do to inspire these young men to get in shape.
That's funny. All right, let's move on to roll the minor tapes, the minor files.
Stand by for lighting.
Okay. Commissioner Fernandez, we're coming to your side.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Commissioner Minor, Mayor-elect Minor, it's been such an honor to work along your side over the past 4 years. But first and foremost, I want to first publicly thank you, because when I was a resident, you would wake up early in the morning, but you would always return my phone calls from the day before, like at 6 o'clock in the morning. You knew I'm a morning guy, so you would call me at 6 o'clock in the morning, but you also trusted me to serve on the planning board, and you voted for me to serve in that capacity. And I'm grateful that you placed that trust in me, and that now we've been able to serve together over the past 2 years. I got to say, I learned from you because you truly are that pothole commissioner. I never heard of a commissioner respond to so many constituent phone calls, constituent text messages, constituent emails on every single issue possible. But undoubtedly, the work you've done in public service, on public safety, has really elevated our city. The work you've done pushing on the municipal prosecution program, even on holding the judiciary accountable, which is often not popular, or asking questions on what the work that the state prosecutors are doing. Again, something that is not popular and that local elected officials rarely do, but you did. And you were brave to stand up and do it and question it and raise the issues publicly in the name of the public safety of the residents and taxpayers who have entrusted us with these offices. And so I thank you. It's been an honor to serve along your side, and I truly look forward to continue serving along your side over your term as mayor. Your service has really enhanced our city. And it's bright in our city. And all you have to do is drive down 41st Street at night to know how your service has brightened. And thank you, Commissioner. I look forward to your continued service.
Mr. Rosa Gonzalez.
You're a really hard worker. On the campaign trail, I heard you say that you'd answered more than 50,000 emails. I believe that.
And text messages.
I haven't calculated mine. It's pretty impressive. Listen, you compiled data that nobody else has compiled to get this criminal prosecution thing done. And I don't know the hours that you put into it, but I'm sure it was hundreds and hundreds of hours, and it wasn't easy getting the information. You know, and then, listen, you had a great campaign. I mean, I know I'm talking about the 4 years of commission, but I'm talking twice on this. I just want to say, you worked really hard. You had a really inspiring message. You know, so many people, including myself, said, don't do this. You're not ready. You're too green. You shouldn't run. And you just did. You did it. And you won. And you won fair and square. And you didn't say or criticize anyone. And I admire that. And honestly, I hope that we work well together. I have two more years up here. And hopefully we will. I apologize. I fought for my buddy because I'm loyal. But I am ready to get along and have peace moving forward.
And we will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mayor-elect Minor, was, you know, happy to support you when you ran as a commissioner, happy to support you when you ran for mayor. And I wish you the best of luck, in your new role as mayor of our city. I mean, the voters, I think, spoke very loudly. They've entrusted you with, the honor of being mayor and the leader of this commission. It's a tremendous honor, and it's a lot of responsibility. You do have broad shoulders. You have a lot of integrity. And I think the main reason, voters voted for you is because they trust you. There's a lot of goodwill coming your way. I don't envy the role that you have as mayor. I hope for the best, but I think, you're going to have your work cut out for you with, a commission that to me looks somewhat unwieldy. And I think you're going to, your leadership skills are going to be put to the test. So I encourage you to, heed the words of Winston Churchill and have courage, lead. Don't concede. Don't go for the low watermark just to get votes. Lead. Be forceful in your direction. Have vision. Be bold. And you'll serve the community well. Otherwise, you know, they're going to eat you up. So be have the rectitude that I know you have, and lead. And I wish you well, and I'm here for you.
Mayor-elect Miner, you had the opportunity to serve with Commissioner Samuelin for 3 years, and he thought the world of you. It's been an honor to serve with you this past year. And the residents, the community leaders, all think you're terrific. I do, too. And I'm looking forward to continuing to work with you for the next few years as well to make Miami Beach better. You've really done an amazing job with law and order and working with the police department, making our city safer from top to bottom. And I look forward to continuing that with you.
Mr. Vice Mayor.
Thank you. Congratulations to you, Mayor-elect. You ran a really terrific campaign. You know, early on, over a year ago, I know, you know, many people asked me if I was going to run, and I decided not to. People asked me today if that was the right decision. It was absolutely the right decision. I always felt like this cycle was meant for a political outsider, and while you've been elected for 2 years, I think many people perceive you to be an outsider, and that's a compliment. In that, you know, you haven't been here for 15 or 20 years or jumping around. So I think, as Commissioner Arreola said, you do have your work cut out for you because you've got some new people that are going to be learning. And I know from being a new legislator myself, the first year in Tallahassee, I spent time trying to figure things out. I surrounded myself with really terrific staff that were able to move me along very, very quickly. So, you know, I'm proud of the work you've done on public safety and crime. I'm proud of the way you listen to residents. I think that's a huge credit. And I think this community sees you as someone with great integrity and someone that we can trust in our decision-making. And I want you to know that I'm here for you in whatever I can do to make your job and your legacy and your history better for the city. And it would be my honor to help you in any way that you think that I could do that, whether or not it's a question on finance, because I have buried myself in the finance. And if you're ever looking for a spare $5 million, I can probably show you where you can find it, you know? Because there are little pockets of money hidden around here, you know? So they're not hidden. They're all there. You just have to look under a few rocks to find them. But I wish you the very best, and I'm proud of you. Thank you.
First of all, I want to thank your family. I see all of you over there for sharing Steve Miner with us. It's, you know, having been the mayor for 6 years and having been the son of a mayor for the same amount of years, I know that the family has to be the support, and we're very grateful to you, all of you. And your kids are a little younger than mine were, so it's time sometimes away. So the first thing I tell you is involve them in everything you can, because I think it's a short, it'll go by pretty quickly, and I think they'll probably enjoy it immensely. You have been a great colleague, and I think you know how I feel about you. I've supported you when you ran the first time, this time, and what I think I've said about you to people privately and publicly is the same thing, which I think is the best thing you can say about someone. You're civil. You're a person of integrity. I believe you're going to preside exactly the way you ran in your election, which is with great civility, because I don't think you should expect anything from somebody who acts that way in all of his moments. And so I really am very grateful to that. On your focus on law and order has been wonderful because, you know, I was a federal prosecutor, and I think that's something that our residents really need. And we are leaving you with a very low crime rate. And we're not leaving you because you were a big part of that. You know, when I asked you to chair the Neighborhoods Committee, I felt like did you rename it the Public Safety? And he immediately added Police and Neighborhoods, just to tell you where his head was at. And we now, in our city, we have, I think, about 50 more cops than we did when I started as mayor. I think we have 40 more uniformed park rangers full-time. We have 10 traffic control officers. We have 1,600 camera views and cameras all over the city. And we are just broke ground on a real-time crime center. I say that because not to tell you or create any pressure that you have a lot to work with, but to thank you because you were part of that, as was the entire commission. So I think those are things that our residents wanted, and that's been your focus. And I think you're going to do great. I think your instincts are exactly what they should be. I'm going to leave you a letter on your desk, the way that you're supposed to leave a letter for the other guy. I got a letter from the last mayor, who I and was very grateful to, frankly, for all that he had done. Philip Levine left me a letter when I came into office, and I was in the desk. This is the way they presidents leave it for the next president. I pulled it out, and it said, Dan, this is my desk. And I will be picking it up later today. It is not the city's desk. You That's get to keep the desk. It's not mine. But I'll leave you a note then. I just want to say it's been fun to serve with you. But more importantly, I think you do the kinds of things that I think a mayor needs to do, and you have you'll comport yourself precisely the way you should. And that is why I have a key to the city for you, Commissioner Biden. And it says, for your civility and laser focus on our residents. And I think that is exactly why you should. And also one of those. All right, Commissioner Minor. Commissioner Minor, you get to speak, but you're going to be speaking later, so take as much time as you want. Ralph, put him on a 15-second clock.
Since I am going to be speaking later, I'm going to be really brief. But this might be a good time. I noticed there's a plaque here for my aide, Robert Novo. So I'm going to actually call him up and make this about him because, and I'm going to get into more detail when I speak after I take the oath as mayor. It's a great honor, by the way. It's hard to even describe in words. What an honor this is. And it's not just the honor of holding the position. It's the trust that so many people have shown in me. And it's not just me, but my family. And it's I can't even put it in words. But I want to focus on Robert right now. Come on up, Robert.
There he is.
I'm going to speak more about Robert when I speak after, but I want to read this plaque. With our greatest appreciation, thank you for your passion, dedication, and years of service to the city of Miami Beach. But he's not going anywhere, so... But do you want to say a few words?
Thank you. It's an honor to keep working with the city. That was the main goal. It's a beautiful city, beautiful residents. It's amazing staff, and it's an honor to keep working here. It really is. Thank you.
Okay, so with that, Alina, before we get to do I have a video too? Before we get to that, Alina, I'd like to ask you, if you didn't realize that for some of you, we have a manager form of government, so we spend a lot of time talking about ourselves and each other, and Alina runs the show. So Alina, I'd like to ask you to weigh in on the veracity of some of the comments you've heard over the last hour and a half.
Thank you, and for the last time, Mr. Mayor. And honorable commission, it's certainly, my honor to serve as your city manager. And I can tell you that when you appointed me, I too was chubby. And I'm here to tell you that the South Beach stress diet is real, and it works. And I really want to, on behalf of the over 2,000 employees that I represent, I want to take this moment. I'm very proud of my Cuban American roots. And I'm reminded and kind of emotional as I sit here this morning listening to all that's being said. I'm reminded of the great legacy and tradition of the United States of America and how we transition power with grace and elegance and dignity. And certainly this morning is a wonderful example of that. And I'm honored to sit on this dais every single day. I'm honored to have served with all of you. I want to, again, commend you and thank each of you for the legacy and for the stewards of our assets, for the stewards of our city that you are. I want you to know, each and every one of you, Commissioner Arreola, I don't want to be repetitive and repeat all the things that have been said about each of you individually, but I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge, on behalf of our leadership, what you've meant to us. And so, Commissioner Arreola, thank you so much for your challenging us as it relates to our parks, our GOB. I don't know that there were too many of us that thought that you and Mayor Gelbert could make it happen, and certainly all of you collectively made it happen, and we were there to support you, and we're really proud to be able to provide that amazing gift to our city and to our community. You've brought health and wellness and fitness and sports tourism to us, and we're very grateful to you. I've known your family most of my career, and it's certainly a wonderful moment to see your father and your mother here today. So congratulations to you, and thank you for everything you represent to me personally. Mayor-elect Minor, certainly it's been such a wonderful opportunity to get to know you throughout the years that we've served together. You're a very emotional and sentimental man, and I'm a very emotional and sentimental person, and so we share that in common. You've pushed me. You've pushed all of us. You've made public safety without a doubt your number one mission, and cheers to new beginnings and to all that we hope to continue to accomplish with you. Commissioner Richardson, I have to tell you that every single time you say you're going to shake that money tree, you make me really nervous. I'm always worried about where that's going, but what an amazing man you are, and what an amazing knowledge you have, and how many hours you've dedicated to us and to understanding our work and to understanding the importance that the single most important policy document that we produce as an administration is that budget and what it represents, because it sets the path for the entire year and it sets the priorities and the policy priorities for our city. So thank you very much for everything that you mean to me personally and to our administration. Mr. Mayor, I have so many things that I could say about you, and so many things that I admire about you. I've known you for many, many years, back to your days in the legislature, and I said when we celebrated with you and your family a couple weeks ago that one of the things that I admire most about you is obviously the way you speak about your father and his legacy, and sometimes I think that unfairly you've cast your legacy in the memory of his. And I said then, and I'll say it again, that I'm here to tell you that that is absolutely not accurate, and your legacy will stand tall for many years to come. And it has certainly been my honor to be your manager. You've supported me from day one. You gave me a tremendous amount of wisdom and advice, and I value that and treasure that. And we will laugh about Gelberisms for many years to come in this city, and I can tell you that we will continue to create the boxes and not just check the boxes. So thank you for your service and your wisdom and all that you've meant to us. So again, on behalf of our entire administration, and I'd like for all the department directors in the audience to stand with me and thank you, we have a gift for you. Our lifeguard stands, as most of you know, represent all that is amazing about our city, as they represent different beautiful colors on our beautiful white sandy beaches. So a token of our love, affection, and respect for each of you. Please know that you are forever a part of our family. Congratulations and our best wishes.
Okay, Lena, thank you for that. And my wife cries during previews of movies, and her over/under on your remarks were 3 seconds, and she beat the. You should have taken the under. Do I have a video? It's a little embarrassing, isn't it, to ask for your own video to be shown?
Ask for it.
All right, thank you.
Can you roll the video for the mayor?
Yeah.
Please stand by for lighting. We'll be right back.
our dreams, it only came to pass them by. Here's to the broken man who stood and watched when he heard you can't. Shows me that faith is more than sight.
So, I guess I got to go to you guys first. Although I want to thank PJ for not doing any of those pictures in high definition. The Vice Mayor, are we on your side?
Sure.
Thanks.
It's been a pleasure and an honor to serve with you for 4 years. We've agreed on many, many things, a few disagreements, and when we've had those disagreements, they've always been incredibly respectful. And I know that's one of the things that you will be remembered for, is your civility and your ability to disagree without being disagreeable. And it's a gift of an elected official that can sit and not personally react when someone is not accepting your point of view. Many of the accomplishments that have been achieved in the last 4 years, 6 years, are not going to be realized for many, many years to come. But as Alina said, sometimes you fondly remember your father and his legacy, but you have your own legacy, and you should be very, very proud of that. And I see some kids, and maybe 30 years from now, there'll be another Galber mayor. Who knows, right? It could happen. Don't measure the drapes yet. But the city's been very proud to have you here. It's been my honor to serve with you. You've been a friend for a long time. I remember when I first ran the one in the legislature, and you called to give me some free advice, and I said, thank you very much. But you've always been a friend, and you're going to be a friend going forward. And I look forward to continuing that friendship. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Mayor Gelber, thank you for your many years of public service to our community and for your leadership here on the dais. I really appreciate the kindness that you showed me in the last year that I've worked with you, and you've always been a very fair leader. The city has been well served with you as the mayor, and I wish you the very best in the future.
You're nervous.
I was going to just go right.
You're nervous.
I was going to go right to
my. I mean, look, there's so many things I can say about you, Dan.
I gave you a key.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're a friend. You know, you make this job fun for me. Even when we, you know, disagree, it's fun disagreeing with you because, you know, we get the banter and you inject humor. You know, so it makes the job fun. But also, look, you inject a lot of class into the role. You represent the city as best as any mayor anywhere can represent a city. I mean, you know, when I think about you as a man and as a leader, you know, you're the embodiment of what we want in our elected officials, even though, you know, sometimes we don't see eye to eye. But that's the deliberative process, and that's how we make better legislation. So that's insignificant. But, like, you know, you're the kind of elected official that we all, you know, strive to become, that we should look for in our elected leaders, you know, born and raised here. Your parents were public servants. Your mom was a school teacher here, educated, you know, generations of children here. Your father was a judge, you know, served our country as an enlisted soldier during World War II, became a mayor here. You know, you've raised your family here. You have amazing children. You've served in the state legislature. I mean, you know, this is what we want in elected officials. And so you cast a big shadow, and you set a really good example for your children and you know, my son and for, you know, future generations. You know. See? He's learning after the old man, you know? So your son Max better watch out, because he's going to be watching. But look, it's been a lot of fun, and I look forward to seeing what you have in store for yourself. I hope this is not your last stop in public service. I know Joan is really nervous about having you back in the House so much, so she's probably saying, okay, what's next? But it's been real fun, and I will miss you know, having these opportunities to debate you on stuff and working together. Thanks.
What say you?
All good things. So I mentioned this at the mayor's going away party recently. The one thing that I always 100% unequivocally felt was that I trust this man, that he had my... That he had my back, and you know, I was, when I got elected 4 years ago, I never held elected position before, and I hit the ground running. But a lot of it had to do with the mayor. I remember after our first commission meeting, and I had some initiatives, including the lighting. Thank you, Commissioner Fernandez, for mentioning that. And literally right after the meeting, the mayor comes to me. Do you have an email prepared? You're sending it out. You got to publicize your initiatives. You got to get it out there. And he was constantly showing me. The way that you need to not only hold yourself and do things in public service, but also get the message out, because it's important that our residents know what we're doing and how we're working to better our city. So I appreciate that. And I learned a lot, because what I always saw in you with me, and I'm sure this held true of other of commissioners and colleagues, is that you wanted me to succeed. And I learned a lot from that, and I'll talk more about it when I speak later after I take the oath, but that's exactly how I feel. We all succeed when one of us succeeds, and I'm going to learn a lot from that. And it's a great feeling, and I hope my colleagues all share that I never had to look over my shoulder with you. I knew you had my back. And also sitting next to you, we get to talk a lot. I mentioned this at the party as well, but a lot of you weren't there. And... you have an interesting sense of humor, which is funny. I do laugh at your jokes, but it can be insulting at times. And for the first year or so, I actually believed a lot of what he said, until I realized he was kidding, or at least now I believe he was kidding. And the mayor has given me a lot of advice, some of which I've took, a lot of which I've taken, some of which I've not, much to your chagrin. But it's important, and it's about listening and learning from people who've been there before. And you actually gave me my first start because you appointed me to the Geobond Committee, which was really my first foray and taste into municipal politics. So thank you for that, and thank you for your unwavering support. I'm sure we'll be speaking a lot. Thank you for leaving the desk for me. And I look forward to our continued friendship, and I'll probably be calling you. I have no doubt I will be. And continue to learn from you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez, you are recognized.
I'm not going to have anything to do anymore.
I don't know about
it's
that.
We spent all our time battling and dueling. You know, there were wins, losses. We even battled over the Convention Center Hotel before. Before you were elected mayor, our first public foray together was on NBC6. We won that campaign. But... you know, two things. You're an incredible father. Our children rode together, were in high school together, and he was the parent who drove many times, driving to rowing matches across the state. So you are an amazing father to your children, and you're a brilliant orator. This man can stand up with no notes and give the most inspiring, resounding speech, and over a period of since I've known you 6 years as mayor, it worked itself into this crescendo where we were at the GMCVB at the Marlins Stadium. And, I mean, you were, like, Obama good. You were really, so JFK good. And that is a tremendous skill to have. And it's a wonderful thing to have a mayor who, when he goes up to speak, not only is everyone listening, but everybody is, listening with so much admiration. So for that, I congratulate you, and I wish you well in everything else. If we see each other at Publix, let's just give a little hug or fist bump or something.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Fernandez.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I truly want to thank you because the same way I thanked Mayor-elect Miner, you too trusted me to serve on the planning board. And we didn't know each other well at the time. And when I decided to run for public office, you too endorsed me. But not only did you endorse me, but once I got elected, you trusted me to lead. And similar as Mayor-elect mentioned, you helped me succeed. And you helped me succeed in part because of your example of civility, your example of collegiality, giving people opportunities, not making it about you, but about the dais and about the community. Because nothing that we do is for ourselves, and nothing that we can do is individually. It's all collective as a body, and it's collective for the good of the community. And that good of the community is what we're going to see continue to evolve as part of your legacy. The work you've did advancing the 2% for arts in public places, a legacy that was started by your father, but that you continued to enhance it. And that's work that we're going to see hard costs, 2% hard cost that's going to be invested in the curation of public arts, in city projects, in public and private projects that we're all going to be able to enjoy thanks to your leadership, Mr. Mayor. Our community and the children of this community will continue to benefit from the work you did with the STEAM Plus program, integrating visual and performing arts into the science and tech and the curriculum in our STEM classes. That's your work, the labor of your work, the seed that you've planted that we'll continue to see in Miami Beach for years to come thanks to your leadership. The 2018 and 22 general obligation bonds that our voters entrusted us to go out thanks to that leadership of yours to enhance our infrastructure and our parks and our arts and cultural institutions. That is a roadmap that we now have to continue to push forward. But because you had the vision together with, along with our outgoing commissioners to advance that from this dais. Mr. Mayor, I want to thank you because when I came to this commission, I came with a focus on public safety.
And I, like everyone, say public safety is my top priority. But you've allowed it to be my top priority on this dais, together with our mayor-elect. And thanks to that, as you mentioned, we have so many more additional police officers throughout the city. The enhancement of park rangers that are all over the place now along our beach walks and our parks. Finally, breaking ground on the real-time crime center. These are real things that are palpable, that are happening, that our residents can see. And I want to thank you for that. But most importantly, thank you for being such a dedicated public servant. It is an inspiration to see the work that you do, even amidst criticism, even when we don't agree, but we've been able to work together as colleagues, not for our own political good, but for the good of the residents and taxpayers of the city of Miami Beach. So on behalf of the residents who I represent, on behalf of the constituents, thank you for your dedicated service to our city, Mr.
Thank
Mayor.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any, we've left you two Raphaels alone. Do you have anything from that side of the...
Yes, sir, Mayor. I've shared this with you privately, and I'll share it with everybody here. But the one heart-stopping moment that I've had in my role as city attorney was your fault. And I got a call from the governor's general counsel out of the blue one day. And he said, Mr. Paz, I'm calling to give you a courtesy notice that the governor is signing an executive order removing your mayor from office. And I almost fell off the chair, and I said, he's doing what? And he said, well, yes, in light of Mayor DeFilippi's arrest yesterday in North Miami Beach, the governor is removing your mayor from office. So thank you, Mayor Gelber, in addition to everything that everybody has said, for not being removed from office.
Thank you. All right. All right. We're a little behind, as usual. But I will – I'll just say a couple quick things. First, so my very – almost my first week in office, I learned probably the best lesson I could learn. So I was – and if you've heard the story, I'm sorry. When you get into your 60s, you repeat yourself a lot. So I'm a new mayor. It's been about a week, and they have – and the city has said – the our cultural folks have said, you need to stop by the filming for the Andrew Cunanan Versace film that's being filmed on Collins Avenue. They're filming it at the houseboat scene, so could you go there and say hello to the director and the producer and just welcome them on behalf of the city and thank them for being here. So I had just been mayor like a week, so I was pretty excited. It was my first real, you know, get out there. So I get to Collins Avenue, and it's a big scene because it's a studio, basically in the middle of Collins Avenue. And I start walking over, and I see our cops there making sure, you know, nothing bad is happening. They're all in a line. So I figure before I go talk to the producer and the director, I should say thank you to our cops for their service, because that's what I've always done as the mayor, and I started it then. So I see about six or seven of them there, so I go to the first guy, and I thank him. For his service, he says, oh, thank you so much. So nice to meet you. And I go down the line, try to ask each one of them something different because I don't want to be the mayor that just repeats himself pro forma. And I get to the last guy and I say, so when did you get here with us? And he said, I got here this morning. And I said, this morning? He said, yeah. And then he leans forward and says, you do know we're actors. And so I guess the lesson here is we may do serious things up here, but it's important not to take yourself too seriously because sometimes they're just actors. You know, there's a great quote about credit. You know, it's amazing what you can get done if you're not worried about who takes the credit. It's an interesting quote, I think, because if you Google it, there's at least three presidents who take credit for the quote about credit. But the truth of the matter is I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. And so what I really just want to do, as I have over the last month, I just want to thank folks that have made the last 6 years credit worthy, I think. First, I want to thank my wife. I gave her the key to the city at my going away party. But my wife and my family really are, you know, when I serve in the legislature, everybody says, you know, everybody's your family in the legislature, and they're all basically lobbyists who are nice to you until you leave. Then they don't know your name. But your family is your family, and I think we know that. And my family is extraordinary, and my wife is especially extraordinary. And so, Joan, thank you for your support. I got her at 3 seconds again. I'd like to thank our residents and all of our resident leaders. I see so many of them. I always make – I call people the mayor of the Fountain, the mayor of Collins Park, the mayor of Belle Isle. And the reason I say that is that we have so many people in our city who have really – I see the mayor of – let the mayor of LaGorse Drive sit down over there. He's here. I know. I mean, and I say that because there are so many people – in our city who take responsibility for their part of the world. You know, Jonathan Plutzik is the mayor of Ocean Drive. Lyle Stern is the mayor of Lincoln Road. I mean, and I say that because that's really something special, and it doesn't happen in a lot of cities. And I want to thank all of you, not just the residents who voted for me or walked for me or supported me, but really all the resident leaders, no matter who you support, because, frankly, this is a very special place we live in, and it's really because of you. You're unelected, but you care so deeply about your own area, and we are so benefited by that. I want to thank our city staff. I gave Alina the key to the city and Jimmy before her, but I want to thank all of our city staff because I don't know that we appreciate what they do. Alina is administers with integrity. With courage, Commissioner Ariola, and I always say she leans into a hard conversation, but she believes the best way to administer is to inspire the best from people, which is the mark and the hallmark of a great leader, and she has been a great leader. I appreciate Alina. I appreciate all of our charter officers, all the ones that have made our job so easy. They've been awesome, so please give a hand to our senior and all of our city staff. I see our police chief is here. I know our fire chief is somewhere. All of the department heads, all of you. You all stand up, please. All of the city staff, all of you. Just stand up for a second, wherever you are. I see Parks out in the back. Our IG is over there. Thank you. Taxis is over there. Thank you all. You know, we have over 2,000 employees, and I see it probably more than anyone up here, just how they work. And so many of the things they do, they take pride in what they do. I want to thank the staff in my in our suite. I gave Michelle the key to the city also. Michelle Berger is – if I was a lesser man, I'd be jealous of the fact that she gets more applause than me whenever she goes. I also want to thank – I see my former staff. Adrian is here somewhere in the back. Adrian, thank you. And Danielle Mejia, I gave you this yesterday. Danielle, where are you? This is for you. Danielle Mejia has been awesome. She was previously the aide to – oh, look, Michelle Berger got a beautiful gift. Can we stop thanking Michelle? Michelle, thank you. Danielle came from Sally Heyman's office. And Sally was an awesome county commissioner, and she stepped right in and has done a great job. I want to thank all of the staff in our offices from Maria and Jackie, Veronica, who's taking on a new very important role, to Georgie. Thank you. And Gloria, where's Gloria? Gloria, thank you. Gloria takes care of our seniors with the greatest love and affection every single day. I want to thank all of you for everything you've done. And I have a proclamation for PJ, who does the videos. Where is it?
That's sweet.
PJ Joseph is the guy that does all of this with his team. PJ, come out here. I'll only read. It has a lot of whereas clauses about how great PJ is. But he's a talented videographer. He's been able to capture the best moments of our city. And here's what I'm not sure who wrote this. PJ was able to ingeniously capture the best in Mayor Gelber, mostly by disabling the high-definition function and blurring the often unsettling tones of Mayor Gelber's physical appearance. I think Ricky wrote that. PJ, thank you very much for all you do. We are very grateful to you.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah.
And to all of my colleagues up here, to the ones that are departing, I've spoken already, but I do want to thank you because I get, you know, the thing is, the mayor gets credit. Look, I think leadership is about taking responsibility no matter whose fault it is and for repairing something, for fixing it. That's what a mayor or anyone, you've got to take it on your shoulders and say, we're going to fix this. And who gets credit shouldn't matter. But I will say to my colleagues, I've been so pleased. The work you've done has really solved so many of our issues. I want to thank all of you. I've talked about Richardson and all of what he's done. Commissioner Ariola is really a visionary. And frankly, and a lot of the things we agreed on, he pushed us even further than I might have originally wanted to go. But I think it was I agreed with him ultimately. And I think the size of our general obligation bond unquestionably is for him saying, come on, we can do more. We can do more. And I credit him with that. But I also credit him with looking outside of the box. And Commissioner Richardson exactly the same way. I've talked about Commissioner Minor focusing on safety. Commissioner Dominguez, I left. I gave you I went through my closet and I found a key to the city that your beloved had signed, and I wanted you to have that because you've been really wonderful over the last year. Commissioner Rosen-Gonzalez, I am leaving you also a gift in your office. It'll be something to remind us of some of our prior battles, but it is left with the nicest of intentions. And I mean that. And Commissioner Fernandez, you have been really a joy. In a sense that I feel like you call me your dad.
Dad Gelber. Yeah. I'm Dad Gelber.
But one of the things I am going to leave you with is, first of all, I think, you know, you're one of the younger elected officials we've had, and you grew up, you were Rebecca Sosa's aide. You've been here. You understand government in a sophisticated way. I feel like you're the future of our city. I mean that. And so I'm going to leave you one of my – I collect vintage – shirts. And so I'm going to leave you this vintage shirt that I've collected. It's a little bigger, but maybe it'll be something for you to fill one day when you're mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to ask the city attorney legislation adding to prohibited uses Dan Gelber shirts throughout our zoning districts.
So thank you. I also want to give to we had a bunch of firemen who went to Israel. I'm leaving them keys to this city. I just want to show you what it's going to look like. And I want to say to our first responders and both our fire and our police, it's not hard to support police and fire in our city. They are heroes. Every day, the men and women who wake up prepared to do whatever they need to put themselves in peril every single day. And I've never really I know that's easy to say, but I watch them. I call them after they're injured. I get the police reports every single day. I know exactly what goes on, and they are unbelievable. We have the highest standards of police and fire, and honestly, our residents believe in them, as we all should. So to our fire and police and our first responders, thank you. So here's the deal. You know, if you think about the last six years, they've been entirely consequential. And I want to just tell all of you how grateful I am for the work we've done. I was going through the list of things that have happened in the last 6 years, and this is not a complete list. We have an inspector general. We didn't have one before. We have a 2%. We have a convention center hotel. We created a black advisory board, and we made great inroads where we needed to. We had a red team for a resiliency program. We created a worldwide climate festival with the Aspen Institute called Aspen Ideas Climate. We beat back a casino in our city for 6 straight years. That's something you're going to have to make sure doesn't happen, Joe Magazine. We navigated COVID better than any city in America, frankly, and that's because of so many people here in our city staff. We have a Miami New Drama in Collins Park. We've reimagined South Beach to the Ziskovich Plan, which has been approved. We are starting our Lincoln Road renovation. We have broken ground on Arts Force Housing and the Miami City of LA Residence Halls. We have a North Beach CRA, which will likely bring hundreds of millions of dollars into our city. We have a lowest crime rate that we've had in the longest time, and a crime center and all those other things we talked about. We have the STEAM Plus program. And we have these two bonds. And I see our former mayor, Neeson Kasdan, here. Neeson, thank you for coming. I think you did the last GEO bond. And it was, I think, probably considered at the time very forward-thinking. It was $62 million, which was just paid off. $99 million, and it was paid off in September of this year. And because your general obligation bonds are sort of what you're going to do in the future. Ours is six times that with 80 different projects. And that is the template for the future of our city. I see Karen Revo in the back there, the chair of our GeoBond Committee. Thank you, Karen, for all you've done. But these bonds, they represent the greatest effort in city history to repair and reimagine Miami Beach. So that is something that's pretty remarkable. And for me, I just want to thank all of you for doing that. I'm proud of our work, very much proud of work. And I do want to thank a couple other folks. We've had partners around the county. First of all, Mayor Daniela Vincava has been an incredible partner for us. We are part of the county. So thank you, Mayor Daniela Vincava. And my buddy across the bay is here, Mayor Francis Suarez. Thank you, Mayor Suarez. Yeah, yeah. Mayor Suarez was chair of the Conference of Mayors, and he appointed me. I was the environmental chair of the conference. I went to a lot of meetings, and I want to tell you something that I noticed at those meetings. When I talk to the other mayors, and they will talk about something they're doing, it'll be the biggest thing that their city has done for an entire year. And then we'll do something just like that on a Tuesday, and on Wednesday something else. It's just what our city is capable of doing, to me, is extraordinary. And for me, it has been an incredible honor to be part of it. My father and mother were public servants. My family has been, my wife is a federal prosecutor for 30-something years. So many of my family are prosecutors and teachers. My sister Judy was a prosecutor and just retired from teaching. But the one thing I will tell you is that for me, and this is really just as simple as I can say it, I've always had a calling to serve because the only role models I ever had loved what they did so much. So I always wanted to do that. And so the opportunity to serve you has not been work, not one day. It has not been hard, not one day. It has been only a joy because you all have given me the opportunity to be part of this community in a way that I could never imagine I would be. So on behalf of me, thank you very much for this great honor. Thank you. Thank you.
And Mayor, I've got...
Oh, we got to get a button.
Mayor, I've got one more official thing I need to do as Vice Mayor before we leave, and that is... we also found one of the Tree of Life for you.
Thank you.
If you'll pass that down.
All right.
One more thing, please.
Okay.
Commissioner Minor, you're going to have to resupply the key cabinet because I found, I think, the last key to the city for Dan Gelber.
All right.
Question, Mayor? Mayor?
Oh, look at this. Yes, sir.
There's one thing that I've been trying to get done for the past several years, and I've been unable to do it. But now that Mayor Suarez is here in the House, I want to ask you formally, for the 10th time, will you challenge Mayor Suarez in a game of one-on-one basketball for a charity? Why are you running away from him?
By the way,
you're taller. You play basketball. He'll beat you in CrossFit. I think it's a fair match. Will you do it for charity?
I'm happy to do it. But I'm happy to do it because he is a decent man, and he's a little shorter than I am, so I feel good about it. He does have much better hair, though. All right, let's get to our agenda before we turn this whole baby over to Commissioner to Mayor Minor. Let's call up, first of all, you want to move our 7A?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to adopt the certification of the results of the November 21st, 2023 runoff election and declare Stephen Minor as the newly elected mayor of the city of Miami Beach.
All right. right. Is there, okay.
I'll second the item.
Oh, we have a second. Is this a voice vote?
Yes, sir. It's a voice vote.
Is there anyone objecting to certifying the election of Mayor Steve Miner? R7A.
And I think it's all of the electeds. Is that correct?
It is all.
We already did that.
Don't you have to read it, no. Raphael?
No, but if you want me to.
I'd like you to.
We already did the other ones.
Just so we, I think Mr. Suarez, Ms. Bodd, and Mr. Magazine would like to know that they are definitely certified.
So R7A is a resolution of the Mayor and City Commission of the City of Miami Beach, Florida, adopting the certification of the results of the November 21 runoff election for the City of Miami Beach and declaring all candidates elected.
All right. It's been moved and seconded, and show it adopted without objection. All right, we're going to move through these next budget items very quickly. Can we call all the R7B and R7C up?
Yes, sir. So I'm going to actually, yes, sir. R7B is a public hearing, adopt 8th Amendment to fiscal year 2023 operating budget. And R7C is a public hearing as well, adopt 1st Amendment to the fiscal year 2024 operating budget.
What about D and E? You want to?
Yes, sir. D and E are joint items. They're also public hearings. D is adopt 1st Amendment to the North Beach CRA operating budget for fiscal year 23. And R7E is a public hearing joint item. Adopt 1st Amendment to North Beach CRA operating budget.
Okay, Commissioner, Vice Mayor Richardson has moved the items.
Yes, I'll move all four.
I'll second them. And at this point, we're going to open it up for anybody. Do we need any explanation?
I would just offer one explanation. What we're doing here, and the reason we're doing this as a sitting commission, is this has to be done before December 1st in a policy meeting by state law. This is a closeout of the fiscal year, last fiscal year, where we had a surplus of $43 million, quite remarkable. We've already spent some of that money, but we're leaving the new commission with approximately $16 million. We'll be transferred to capital, and we're splitting that between pay-as-go and capital reserve, so the new commission will have more flexibility in their spending of that $16 million. And I think that's it.
All right. Let's go public hearing. Anybody want to be heard?
There's no one on Zoom.
Nobody on Zoom, and nobody here wants to be heard.
No.
All right. We'll close the public hearing, and we'll come back. It's a roll call.
It's a voice
okay,
vote.
Well, let's just go ahead and it's been moved and seconded. Is there objection? Show no objection.
For
show it passed unanimously.
All of them, yes, sir. So,
okay.
So all items A, B, C, D, and E are adopted.
All right, let's become a redevelopment agency.
We are now recessing as a commission meeting and reconvening as a redevelopment agency. We're calling the first item. It is a public hearing. It's item one, adopt second amendment to City Center RDA operating budget for fiscal year 23. And item two, public hearing, adopt first amendment to City Charter RDA operating budget fiscal year 24.
Okay, public hearing. Anybody want, it's been moved by Commissioner Richardson. I'll
yes.
second it. Let's go ahead and open up the public hearing to the Redevelopment Agency, RDA. Anybody want to be heard? Nobody wants to be heard. Close the public hearing. Bring it back. It's been moved and seconded. Show it passed unanimously.
With Commissioner Higgins absent.
With yep. Commissioner Higgins absent. Let's now recess the Redevelopment Agency, bring up the North Beach Community Redevelopment Agency, the NBCRA.
And for the record, Commissioner Steinberg, who sits on the North Beach CRA, is present. Item one, we are reconvening now as the North Beach Community Redevelopment Agency. Item one is a public hearing. It's a joint item. Adopt First Amendment to North Beach CRA operating budget for fiscal year 23. And item two, it is a public hearing. Adopt First Amendment to North Beach CRA operating budget for fiscal year 24.
Show the public hearing open. Anybody want to be heard on the North Beach Community Redevelopment Agency items? Yes, this is how we do things. It's like an auction.
And
nobody wants to be heard. All right. Let's bring it back.
I move the item.
Item's been moved. I'll second it. Show it approved without objection. All right. That, I believe, completes everything. Thank you, County Commissioner Steinberg, for your valuable input on this. All right. I'm waiting for the voice of God. Are we going to be adjourning this meeting now? Anything left? Any other business? All right. We're going to resume here with only me, Dominguez, Fernandez, and Rosen Gonzalez on the dais. So when I hit the gavel, we will be saying goodbye to Commissioner Richardson and Commissioner Areola. I'll remain for a few minutes as we swear in the new commission. So,
point of information.
Yes.
I'm sorry. R7G.
What is R7G?
Those two items will be done under the new commission.
Oh, new. Okay, got it.
F and G.
F and G. All right. With that, meeting is adjourned.
So I do.
5-4-3-2.
Please, let's all sit down. Let's all sit down and have your attention here. I'm Dan Gelber, the outgoing mayor of Miami Beach. I'm still here, not because Mayor-elect Minor and I came to an arrangement. I'm going to be the mayor presiding until we swear in the mayor, in which point my name tag will be gone and his will replace, and we will have a new mayor. So with that, let's call to order the City of Miami Beach Commission meeting. And at this time, I would ask our color guard from our police and fire departments to please present the colors. Let's all rise. Commissioner Minor, I don't have who's doing the pledge. I'd like to ask your children to please come forward and lead us in the pledge, if that is okay with you and your wife.
I was going to have the entire commission and everyone do the pledge, but sure, let's go.
Let's go. You ready? Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, to the republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please retire the colors. Thank you. Please be seated. This time I would ask Yehuda Miller to please come forward to sing God Bless America. Excellent choice, Mayor-elect.
Oh, God bless America. The light from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Thank you. Thank you, Yehuda Miller. At this time, I will ask Rabbi Bauman and Pastor Palacios to come up and present an invocation. Why don't we all rise for that?
Morning, pardon my back. Honorable commissioners, ladies and gentlemen, it is inspiring to participate in this auspicious gathering to be able to address the duly elected representatives of tens of thousands of citizens of our great city, Miami Beach. You are tasked with awesome responsibilities, and we look forward to your continued accomplishments with the engagement and interaction of your newest members and now new leader. I am privileged to share some thoughts upon the inauguration of incoming Mayor Stephen Miner, a good friend and neighbor whose integrity, passion, and leadership qualities have become evident in his tenure as a Miami Beach commissioner. We are enduring difficult times in the history of our country and world. Many are confused and seem to have lost their moral compass. Goodness is confused with evil, and evil is confused with goodness. A similar state of affairs existed more than two millennia ago when the Greeks persecuted the Judeans for their beliefs and tried to snuff out their way of life. It took a few courageous souls, the Maccabees, to stand up for morality and justice, and with strength and conviction brought light to a darkening world. The holiday of Hanukkah, which begins next week, commemorates the power of a small amount of light to illuminate much darkness, the power of morality, integrity, and ethical behavior is the force that can dispel massive amounts of corruption, selfishness, and misguided thinking. Standing at the cusp of a new era in Miami Beach, we can take pride and hope in our new mayor's commitment, along with his fellow commissioners, to bring light and clarity to our government. Integrity, sincerity, and a true concern for the welfare of all citizens is Stephen Miner's passion. While much of the world is seemingly traveling in the wrong direction, we are poised to experience a great amount of light emanating from our new mayor, which will, with God's help, enhance, upgrade, and uplift the lives of all Miami Beach's citizens and residents. May God bless the efforts of Mayor Miner, the commissioners, and administration. May our incoming leadership serve as a beacon of goodness, fairness, and justice to the entire world. And may God bless the city of Miami Beach. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, City Attorney, and City Clerk. I am a pastor of this city, for 29 years, and thank God that this city, I think, is going to be a model the way on for the whole nation. Thank you for the new mayor we have. I think that this city is going to be, no, because he's no run good with Mr. Dan Gilbert. He's a good mayor. Thank you, sir. But now it's going to be changed, and God is going to take all the glory for what happened for this new mayor. The family, everybody who voted for Mr. Steve Maynard. And what I want to say is everybody in this room and in this city, we're going to help you. We're going to be with you. God give you wisdom. God give you direction. God anointing your mind. That way you're going to be example in this city for different cities. This city is going to be a prosperous more than what it is. It's going to be safe. And we're going to be with you 100%. Thank you for everything, and we tell God, we pray for you and your family and for this city every day. God bless you. God bless you, everybody. And God take all the glory all the time.
Thank you. Please be seated. All right, at this time, I'm going to ask our mayor-elect to come up here and where his mother, Dorothy Weiss, will administer the oath of office to be followed by the oath of civility to be administered by his father, Sheldon Miner. You want someone to come up? Happier, hey, Steve. Both come up and one of them hold it while the other knows it. That's your father. Hello.
Good morning, everybody. I just want to say a few words before I do the... Okay. Good morning, everyone. I just want to say a few words before... I do the oath of office. I'm so proud and love Stephen so much, and it's an honor for me to do the oath of office today. The one word I hear all the time is his integrity and his leadership, and that is so true, and it's been true from the time he was so little. He's always had integrity, and he continues to have that in every phase of his life, and it makes me so proud. He's a wonderful husband and father and son and a community leader, and I'm going to be so proud of him to continue this work that he has set up for himself. Thank you. I, Stephen Miner, a citizen of the state of Florida, and of the United States of America, and being an officer of the city of Miami Beach, and a recipient of public funds, as such officer, do hereby solemnly affirm. That I will support the Constitution. Of the United States. And the state of Florida. And that I will faithfully. Perform the duties. Of mayor. Of the city of Miami Beach. For which I have been elected.
Stephen has been very busy the last few years, and I'm sure he will continue to be many more busier. But I must say one thing. With all his time-consuming work, every evening he calls us and asks what's doing, how we're doing. So he's always there. And there we go. Okay, the oath of civility to my colleagues and to all of those who I represent and serve. I pledge fairness, integrity, and civility. In all actions taken. And all communications made by me as a public servant. That's it.
You've done it. With that, we thank the family, and I would ask the new mayor of Miami Beach, Steve Miner, to come up here and take the gavel. guys did great. It's my great honor to bring up the new mayor of Miami Beach.
Here we go. This is the transfer.
Listen.
Do I actually use this? Tanya Bott, congratulations. We're going to have the oath of office administered by Saul Gross and the oath of civility administered by George Neary.
Can you? Oh, hello. I was just saying I'm going to really embarrass my daughters and probably make my parents really proud to ask them to come up here, which I didn't know was a thing I could do. So I appreciate their good graces in doing this. My mom, Nancy, my older daughter, Anna, my dad, Jim, and my younger daughter, Julia. See, I do actually have a family.
Okay. So Tanya really is a force of nature, as those who may not know her have come to learn. When she told me she was running for office, I said, "What's your plan?" She said, "I'm selling my house, I'm quitting my job, and I'm spending all my time running for office." And so it was. As a president, former president of Miami Beach United, that stood for citizens, residents first, not just as a slogan, but as what you live, it's my pleasure to administer this oath of office to you. I, Tanya Bott.
I, Tanya Bott.
A citizen of the state of Florida.
A citizen of the state of Florida.
And of the United States of America.
And of the United States of America.
And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And a recipient of public funds.
And a recipient of public funds.
As such officer.
As such officer.
Do hereby solemnly swear or affirm.
Do hereby solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
And that I will faithfully perform the duties of city commissioner.
And I will faithfully perform the duties of the city of City Commissioner, sorry.
Of the City of Miami Beach.
Of the City of Miami Beach.
For which I have been elected.
For which I have been elected.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Saul.
She's editing the oath.
Well, Tanya, it's been a long haul, and here you are, and I feel so honored that you've asked me to do the oath of civility. Just so you all know, we might not look like it today, but we have glitter in common. So,
although I did break out a little bit.
Yes. So she said, too much is never enough, quoting Morris Lapidus. So it's an honor to present this oath to you. To my colleagues.
To my colleagues.
And to all of those I represent.
And to all of those I represent.
And serve.
And serve.
I pledge fairness.
I pledge fairness.
Integrity.
Integrity.
And civility.
And civility.
In all actions taken.
In all actions taken.
And all communications.
And all communications.
Made by me as a public servant.
Made by me as a public servant.
Done.
Thank you, George.
Congratulations, Commissioner Bott.
Mayor.
Now. What's that?
Commissioner Bott.
Commissioner Bott, why don't you join us? While you're doing that, I'm going to call up Commissioner-elect Joseph Magazine. Oath of office and civility administered by Joe's sister, Jenna Magazine. Oh, and the oath of civility to be administered by Melissa Beatty.
To start just by saying how proud I am of my brother Joe. I hope he's just equally as proud of me because I didn't know I was doing this until this morning. So we'll see how it goes. But all joking aside, my brother's always been my biggest role model. Everything that I've accomplished thus far in my life, I couldn't have done it without his support. I know unwaveringly my brother is going to do everything he can to bring the city to the best version of Miami Beach that's possible. Seeing what he's done over the past 6 months, I don't think anyone else has been as selfless and hardworking and as dedicated to the cause as my brother. He's going to do everything he can to make sure every citizen within Miami Beach is represented, and he's going to fight so hard to make that a possibility. So, Joe, I just wanted to say I couldn't be more proud of you, of the brother you are, of the dad you are to Capri, the son you are to our parents, and I love you so, so much.
I, Joseph Magazine.
A citizen of the state of Florida and of the United States of America.
A citizen of the state of Florida and of the United States of America.
And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And a recipient of public funds as such officer.
And a recipient of public funds as such officer.
Do hereby solemnly swear or affirm.
To hereby solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and of the State of Florida.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the State of Florida.
And that I will faithfully perform the duties of City Commissioner.
And that I will dutifully perform the duties of City Commissioner.
Of the City of Miami Beach for which I have been elected.
For the City of Miami Beach for which I have been elected.
So I've gotten to know Joe from the planning board, and I can't say enough about you. You are a beautiful human being, and the city is very lucky to have someone like you run and win. We are super well represented by you, Joe, so I'm really proud of you. To my colleagues. And to all of those I represent and serve.
And to all of those I represent and serve.
I pledge fairness. Integrity.
And civility.
In all actions taken.
In all communications.
Made by me.
As a public servant.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Commissioner Magazine. Don't go too far. We have a seat for you up here. Now I'd like to call Commissioner-elect David Suarez. The oath of office and civility administered by Chris Suarez, David's father.
You know, it just feels like it was just yesterday David was up in his room cramming for his SATs. Once he got into the University of Florida, he spent his summers selling books door to door, knocking on thousands of doors. Little do we know that that would be his training ground for campaigning. I'm proud of you, son. I know that you're one persistent bulldog, and you will serve the community well. It's a privilege to administer your oath of office. I, David Suarez. A citizen of the state of Florida and of the United States of America.
A citizen of the state of Florida and the United States of America.
And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And a recipient of public funds as such officer.
And a recipient of such funds as an officer.
Do hereby solemnly swear or affirm. That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And of the State of Florida.
And of the State of Florida.
And that I will faithfully perform the duties of the City Commissioner.
And I would faithfully perform the duties of City Commissioner.
Of the City of Miami Beach.
Of the City of Miami Beach.
For which I have been elected. To my colleagues. And to all those I represent and serve.
To all those that I represent and serve,
I pledge fairness,
integrity,
and civility, in all actions taken,
in all communications,
made by me as a public servant.
Made by me as a public servant.
Congratulations, Commissioner Suarez. I'd like to ask Commissioner Bott to say, everybody's going to have a chance to say a few remarks. We're going to start off with Commissioner Bott. Congratulations.
So is this the part where I get to roast everybody? Or do I have to wait 4 years for that? I know everyone's really sick of hearing me speak over the last 9 months. I've told you why I'm running for office and what it means for me and what I hope to do once I earned your collective trust. So I won't rehash that. But I do want to take a few moments to take a brief look back and a quick look forward and to thank people, because I wouldn't be here if it weren't for, well, in one way or another, most people in this room. So, clearly, to start off, my parents, Nancy and Jim, who you all just met, everything that is good is because of them, and anything that I am not is my fault. And for those of you who have already experienced my atrocious memory, that is the universe's way of getting back at me for making fun of my dad, who does not have a great memory. That may be his only vice, but he does not have a great memory. And so now after, you know, 50 years of making fun of him, I don't think I started till I was six. But the universe has said, how do you like it now, sucker? I have to tell you, I don't like it. So if I have to introduce myself again, or you have to introduce yourself again, please don't take it personally. It's just, it's the universe getting back at me. So Mom and Dad, thank you very much. I love you very much. My ex-husband, Sunil, who is here with his lovely wife, Dana, who is an enormous part of our family, thank you for everything. Sunil and I met when we were 17, freshmen at Brown, and here we are still a big, expanded family. And without him, we wouldn't have these two amazing daughters, Anna and Julia, who you also met, who have had to listen to me for years celebrate and go on and on about the wonderful things about what's happening here in Miami Beach and rant when something is less than wonderful. So, girls, congratulations. Now I've got the whole city to do that, too. It's not just on you anymore. I wanted to thank Daniel Seraldo, because without him, I would not have embarked. I know he was here earlier. I don't know. Oh, there he is. Hi, Daniel. Because without him, I would not have embarked into advocacy. I was sort of in between things in my life in 2015, and we met and worked together, and he invited me to help run a mayoral challenge campaign, and then I got involved with the MDPL, thanks to Kristen, actually, who appointed me as on the executive committee. And so, again, anything that's good is his doing, and anything that's bad is because I didn't learn properly from him. So thank you, Daniel. Let's see. From there, I met, actually it was on that campaign trail, our late, great Commissioner Mark Samulin. And he and I hit it off very well because you can spot a Boston accent about a million miles away. And, you know, we bonded over that and became friendly. And he invited me to a board position on Miami Beach United, which has been the honor of a lifetime to date to serve on that board. And it was an incredible way to learn about the issues of the city, how they affect residents, how residents interact with the city or don't, and how the city interacts with residents or doesn't, and how to navigate all of that. And so MBU was incredible. Saul, who was inducted me, and George, who's not here today, and Ron Starkman, and a few other folks who are so important. And, of course, Nancy Liebman, Commissioner Nancy Liebman, who is here in the audience and was one of the first people to say, here, kid, take the reins. You can run this ship. And she told me she was going to be around for a while, but she kept ducking out to New York. I don't know what that was about. But Nancy and I called each other the dancing girls, and she has taught me to be light on my feet and to really do all those good things. So thank you, Nancy. Along the course of the campaign, people asked me, well, what are you going to be like as a commissioner? It's, you know, we see what's going on, and we're not super psyched about how it's been over the last number of years. And I said, well, if you're interested, check out how I operated on the planning board, where sitting on in the historic preservation seat in a fairly pro-development body, I was able to work with colleagues who might not see eye to eye on issues, and we could always discuss collaboratively and often come to consensus, but always make projects better when they left than when they came in. And even if I didn't win every time, things were always better than when they got there. And we did it in a way that was funny and fun and intellectually rigorous and deeply respectful, and that is something I commit to you will continue in my tenure here as your commissioner. So thank you for my colleagues, past and present, on the planning board, a couple of whom are here on the dais with me, and who let me sort of have a very excellent dress rehearsal for what I hope will be a great, great next run. Let's see. My campaign manager has left the country. I don't take that personally at all. But when I said I was interested in running, people are like, oof, well, how are you going to do that? There are two or three people you have to work with, and that's it. And I said, I don't really want to work with those people. I want to work with somebody who is young and nimble and adaptive and adaptable and open-minded. And somebody suggested, Laura, you might have suggested, I think, actually, and Alex, I think you both recommended Brendan to me, and we interviewed each other at great length, and Brendan was all of those things, and one of the most valuable things he did for me was give me this piece of advice, which is, as you campaign, you will find that people who've been a part of your life for a long time will not be anymore, and people you've never met before. One of your campaign will become trusted and valuable friends for the rest of your life. And that has been, it's said, the conventional wisdom, which I'm not a big fan of, as some of you may know, said that you can't win in Miami Beach unless you raise an outrageous amount of money or you get all of the endorsements from all of the unions and all of the various voting blocks, that you can't win. It's just not possible. If you don't have people working in senior housing, you can't do it. You can't do it. You need at least some of those. And I can tell you that's not true. I was endorsed by the Miami Herald and other organizations, but not those big four or five that are the ones that you have to have. And I can tell you, if you're the right person at the right time with the right message, you can do it, because I'm sitting here talking to you right now. So I want to tell anybody who didn't vote for me or didn't endorse me, I am still your commissioner. I'm everybody's commissioner. The door is always open. My email is super easy. It's Tanya with a Y at miamibeachfl.gov. I don't know what my office phone number is, but you can start off with an email, and I promise you I will get back to you. And the last thing that I wanted to say is, looking back, is thank you to all of the gazillions of volunteers. Anybody you saw at the polling stations wearing shirts and holding signs, some of whom are here, thank you, are people who volunteered or people who I met along the way who were doing it because they believed in the message, and people who hosted events at their homes, and people who opened up their networks and connections and had conversations and shared ideas with me along the way. I can't thank you all enough, because, again, this is our campaign. It's our next 4 years together. And so that's the looking back part. And the looking forward is, again, if you want to see how I'm going to be as a commissioner, check out the planning board. But I pledge to you, in no particular order, a sense of humor, although I won't incur an FCC fine again, I promise. Well, I promise to try not to. Common sense, which isn't always abundant in supply. Humility, because I wouldn't be here without you. And, you know, enough of you told all of us what you want to see from our city. And so that is what I'm going to endeavor to deliver. Intellectual rigor. Some comments were made in the earlier part of the day, how important it is to be well-read and widely read, and that's one of, as my kids know, my parents know, I send them articles all the time, and a lot of people up here, sitting up here, have been recipients of those as well, so sorry, not sorry, but that's going to continue. Work ethic, integrity, and collegiality, because I think without those three, you've got no place to start. So that's what I pledged to you. And if you want to talk policy, the door is open. You have my email. I can't wait to have a good, robust conversation about how we can make our beloved, amazing, almost perfect city even better. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner Bott. Commissioner Magazine.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, everyone. The most important things in life are the hardest to say because words often diminish them. No words I can say here today can express my gratitude for the voters who have entrusted me as our next city commissioner. No words I can say here today can express my gratitude to my family, my friends, our community, my daughter Capri, that has been there every step of my side. No time I could reasonably be allotted would ever be sufficient enough for me to thank all the people deserving of me being up here. The respect and gratitude I have for the generations of people that came before me, that molded this city into one of the most special, magical places on earth, where my entire family is proud to call home. The leaders past, present, and future that stepped up to dedicate their time, their passion, their energy into helping move our city forward. The community that embraced me every step of this amazing journey that was truly the journey of a lifetime. I didn't start with a large guaranteed voting block. I ran as somewhat of an outsider, so I had to go out and earn every single vote that I received. And that included people of every race, ethnicity, straight, gay, Jewish, Catholic, atheists, our senior citizens. I was also honored where I had so many young people as their first time voting. And that will reflect how I represent and try to govern our city. I pledge to give an equal voice to every resident. John F. Kennedy said, "Let us not seek the Republican answer or the Democratic answer, but the right answer. Let us not seek to fix the blame for the past. Let us accept our own responsibility for the future. I ask that our city come together to move us forward for the greater good, to restore our sense of community and love for our neighbor. I believe in any organization, culture is set from the top, and I look to lead with honesty, integrity, respect, and civility. In moments in which we disagree, and there will be many, I seek to do so with respect and humility. I urge my colleagues in my community, we're now charged with setting the proper tone. Let's do so with respect and civility. I urge our entire community to look for ways to get involved, to have everybody's voice heard. It was Charles de Gaulle that said, politics is too serious of a matter to be left up to the politicians. We have a lot of work to do. Each day, I will be reminded of the gravity of this job for which I've been entrusted. But my vision is not to think small. My dreams, my vision for our city is only matched by the potential for which I know she has. Even on the day I am being sworn in, I do not consider myself a politician. I will never vote with the thoughts of using this position as some sort of political stepping stone. My sole goal is to help be a part of making Miami Beach the best place in the entire world to live, work, visit, and raise a family. My dreams echo that of the great Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who said, "My hope is that 10 years from now, after I've been across the street at work for a while, they'll be glad that they gave me that wonderful vote." What I am asking for is hard. It's easier to be cynical, to accept that change is impossible and politics is hopeless, and to believe our voices and actions don't matter. But if we give up now, then we forsake a better future. President Barack Obama once challenged our country with these words. I now sit here today speaking to the city that I love so, so much.
and making the same ask of our community. And I thank you all for allowing me to help lead the way.
I'll stand for you.
Thank you, Commissioner Magazine. Commissioner Suarez, you're up.
Can we tell him it's Suarez?
Wow. Thank you, Miami Beach. What an incredible journey this has been, not only for myself, but for my family. Knocking on 5,000-plus doors through record days of heat summer, mosquito bites, soaking wet shoes from endless rainstorms, time away from my children, and listening to as many people as possible that would open their doors and take the time to talk to me about their issues with Miami Beach. It was all worth it. The win on Election Day was just the cherry on top. There were many people that helped me along the way. However, the one person who was right there with me through thick and thin was Lisette. Most don't know this, but we were pregnant with our second child during the first half of the campaign. Sadly, we lost our baby at 30 weeks from some rare virus, most likely as a result from going door to door. We had the luxury of holding our son, George, who would have been born just a few months ago. I wish he could be here with us now. Bearing your own child is something a parent is never fully prepared for. Yet during this election cycle, we had to. To make matters worse, some in the media, my opponent and his supporters tried to smear me as a bad father, as someone who doesn't love and care for his child, his children. I would give my life for any of my children. I would have gladly traded my life for George's life. On the bright side, I was met with a wave of love and support for many in the community, even those on this dais. My most memorable moment was when Joe Magazine, who came over my place as soon as he heard about our loss, let me cry on his shoulder because he knew exactly the challenges of campaigning while raising a family. I love you. And thanks for being there. Last but not least, I owe this moment to my trusting father, Chris. He raised me to always follow the right path, make smart decisions, and continually evolve as an individual. Thank you, Dad. I love you. As thousands of residents across the city remember, I asked one simple question. If you could change one thing about Miami Beach, what would it be? Traffic, overdevelopment, public safety, spring break, affordable housing, flooding, better protections for our environment, building department inefficiencies, short-term rentals, access to parking. This outcry for help and needed change has been heard loud and clear. I was elected to represent us and our best interests, not special interests. My focus will be solving the problems of our city that erode our quality of life. I will always do what's best for the residents, and I will never be persuaded, bought, or pressured to do so otherwise. Thankfully, Miami Beach has a lot to look forward to with our new city commission. I am hopeful that we as a body are ready to change the status quo of how things have been operating in the city for the last decade and put forward innovative and substantial reforms that will benefit our residents, businesses, and visitors. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Suarez. And congratulations to all of you, Commissioners Bott, Magazine, and Suarez. Big round of applause. Now it's my turn. So I was elected in November 2019, right as COVID was starting, shortly thereafter the Defund the Police movement was making waves throughout the country. And I made a conscious effort in every public manner that I could, whether it be legislation, whether it be in my newsletter emails, social media, talking about proactive policing, talking about prosecuting repeat offenders. And I had a couple of people who are close to me say, Commissioner, maybe you should tone it down a bit. Maybe this is not the time to be talking about that in this direction. And my answer was, you're wrong. Well, maybe I didn't say you're wrong, but I said, I disagree. This is exactly the time that we need to be speaking about this and talking about protecting our residents and law and order. And thankfully, that movement seems to have at least subsided somewhat. But that's still the focal point of mine and I think our commission, public safety. You know, being in public office, you can really make a difference in people's lives. A lot of it's legislatively, but a lot of it is day-to-day emails or text messages that you get from people. A couple of examples. Got a call from hysterical parents that they lost electricity in their house, and it was unique to their house, not the whole area. And they were told it would take 48 hours to fix, and they had four little kids. And luckily, we're in positions that I can make a couple phone calls and emails, and an hour later, it was fixed. When lights go out on the street, and you can be able to help and get that resolved. When a certain neighborhood needs additional police presence, and you can work with our police chief and police department. Cracks in the sidewalk. It goes on and on and on. But these are the types of things, and it's not just me. We all do it. We all do it, and it really has an impact, a positive impact on people's lives. But obviously, the legislation is very important, and it's the big picture, and it sets the tone and the direction that our city is going. But for me, I always take a step back and look at it, whereas 5 years ago, I decided to run for office. It was a dream. I didn't have any backing. I didn't have anybody telling me to do it other than myself and talking with my family. And it just shows if you have a dream and you believe in yourself, you can make it happen. That's something that hopefully my kids have seen and observed. There were some comments about how responsive I've been, and I'm very proud of that, and I'll continue, and I can plan on being and even enhancing that as your mayor. A couple of things I wanted to mention about the campaign. So three things that I would say I didn't do that the experts told me you can't win if that's the way you're going to approach it. One, you got to go negative. And I said from day one, I'm not going negative. Two, you got to raise a lot of money. I raised about $100,000 in the first round going into the general runoff. There was $4.5 million spent in that race. And three, you got to be big picture. You can't get too specific. I was sending out flyers, I'm sure many of you got, 4 pages long, little fine print. There was a lot of substance in there. But I felt it was important. I felt that our residents want to hear about the issues, will read it, and I think I'm right. Our residents want to hear about the issues that are important to them, and they're going to respond to it. And that's how I'm going to govern as mayor. When I decided to run for commissioner, I sat at our dining room table with my wife. Sorry if I get emotional. I'm with my wife and Matisyahu and Michal. And I said to them, and we discussed it, I had their blessing. But I said, I will never go on the attack against anyone, not my opponents. I'm just not going to do it. And if they throw it at me, I'll defend myself, but I'm not going to do it. And I'm going to continue to do that. And I'm also going to continue talking about the issues and the details and the substance, because that's what our residents want. They deserve that. We owe it to our residents to focus on the issues. But at times, I got to tell you, I did feel a little bit like David versus Goliath with the amount of money being thrown around. And I do want to quote King David, who wrote in Psalm 34, "Who is the person who desires life? Who loves the days of seeing good? God, guard your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit." I live by those words. I'm going to continue to live by those words and not saying anything negative. I want to talk to my colleagues, my fellow commissioners. I'm very excited. I'm really excited. There is a tremendous amount of talent sitting at this table, a lot of smarts, a lot of educated people, caring people. And I'm really excited for the potential for our city. And I'm confident that we just heard the oath of civility, and I'm confident we will adhere to that. We won't always agree. And that's actually not a bad thing. Our residents elected seven of us for a reason. We bring new ideas. We bring fresh perspective. And we're not going to always agree, and there's going to be some tough votes. But we could do it in a civil, kind manner that's really representative and will make our residents proud. And I'll lead by example, but we're all leaders up here. We are all leaders. And I think we can all lead by example in civility. And I'm actually going to name each one because I think it's so important. Commissioner Samulin actually was a close friend and a mentor of mine. And he would always tell me, you alone can't accomplish anything. It's the body of the commission that will accomplish everything. And there's a lot of truth to that. And I'm here for all of you. I want each one of you to succeed, literally. It's because your success is my success, not just mine. It's all of our collective success. So I look forward to working with all of you. I'm going to name you each one, even though everyone knows you by now. But Commissioner Suarez, Commissioner Dominguez, Commissioner Bott, Commissioner Magazine, Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez, Commissioner Fernandez. It really is an honor to be up here with you. I think we're going to accomplish incredible things. Just to continue on the campaign just slightly. So there's so many people to thank, and I'm not, except for a handful of people, I'm not going to do it. So please, I apologize. I'm looking around this room. There's literally dozens and dozens of people that if it were not for you, I would not be sitting here right now. So please know that in my heart, and I will personally thank you one-on-one. But to win an election as mayor in a prominent international city like Miami Beach, it takes an army. It really takes an army. And there's so many people to thank. But I'm going to thank a few. First, my wife, Shannon. I guarantee you, 22 years ago when we got married, she did not sign up for this. But Shannon has embraced it. She supported me. And she's excelled at it. Every yard sign that you saw out there was because Shannon got permission to put it up. The amount of voters that she just kept reaching out, hey, don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. It's really incredible. It's a grassroots team effort. My son, Matisyahu, my daughter, Michal, they are not just there in support, and they give of their time and also the times that I'm not home. But they actually give very good advice. You know, some people might think my 16-year-old Matisyahu would give good advice. My daughter, Michal, who's 11, actually would always every night tell me, this is what I think you should do. I think you should do this. I think you should say this. And I'll tell you, it was pretty good. She's got a future. But I also want to thank my parents. You saw my mom and dad, my stepmom, my stepdad. I couldn't be luckier to have really model parents to where I could bring that over to my kids. My mother-in-law, we're thinking of you, Grandpapa. He would have been so proud. As you probably can tell, I'm the emotional one in the family. So there's three people who are not family members that I do want to thank. And all of them are actually going to be part of our administration. First, I want to start with Danny Summer. Danny, I met actually shortly after I filed 5 years ago. And I quickly learned he was one of the smartest people that I knew. Just a clarity and judgment. By the way, no political history, but knew everything about Miami Beach. I never met a person who you didn't know, you didn't see him out. He didn't come to Sutnick Hour, but he literally knew all the finite details of what was happening from zoning to different issues in Miami Beach. And we quickly became great friends. It was kind of a – there was other people too, but really a one-man show to help me get elected. And he's been a big part of my team since then. So thank you. Thank you, Danny. Robert Novo. Robert Novo. Woo! had a couple of people tell me, they're like, I like you, Commissioner Minor, but I'm voting for you because I want to keep Robert around. And that's okay. Robert is my aide, has been my aide for the last couple of years. And a big shout out to Amadeus Huff, who was my prior aide before that. But Robert also agreed that after hours, he would help volunteer and help me on the campaign. And I got to tell you, I mean, you're talking about a few, he's working full day as a commissioner for me, but then after hours, but he did the work of five people. It was incredible what he did. I mean, he put out the signs. He did so much, and he did it with a smile, never complains, always positive, and he's just a tremendous asset, and he will continue to be a tremendous asset for our city. Veronica Coley, who also was in marketing in our mayor's office, but also was helpful on a volunteer basis, extremely helpful on a volunteer basis, and now is also joining a big part. So I'm going to actually, I don't know if this is publicly known, and this is really, this was a very tough decision. I have three people, and there's going to be others who were going to be a big part of my administration. And I'll tell you, they're so talented. They have energy, smarts, determination. It was very difficult to figure out what roles. But ultimately, Danny Summer is going to be my senior policy advisor to the mayor. Robert's going to be deputy chief of staff. And Veronica Coley will be chief of staff to the mayor and the mayor's and the commission. We've been here a long time, but I just wanted to get a couple of thoughts out. I think one thing I set out during the campaign is I have a clear vision for Miami Beach. And I'm not going to stop till it's achieved. And I use the terms and I mean it. I want us to be the safest, most resident-friendly city in America. And I'm not going to stop until we achieve that. Public safety is the foundation of our democracy. Proactive police presence. But there's more. There's a lot more we can do. I want to bring a drug testing laboratory to Miami Beach to ensure that when drug dealers are arrested, they're prosecuted. I will be bringing forward additional misdemeanors that our municipal prosecution team will be handling. We went from an 8% success rate in 2021. We're near 90% success rate in our municipal prosecution team today. And it was, I brought and I did a lot of the work, but our commission together supported me and supported these efforts, and it's a team effort. Spring break, enough is enough. We have to end, and we will end it. There's so many things we can do. I'm talking about bringing perimeters and many other aspects to spring break. We're going to work together, obviously, with our city manager, Chief Jones, and I'm going to work closely with our prosecutors and the state attorney's office. It's a big deal. I don't like to repeat conversations, but I had someone very high up in the state attorney's office because I was calling them all the time. And I'm going to continue to do that and work with Catherine Fernandez-Rundle. But told me, you know, there's 34 cities we handle in Miami-Dade County. There's probably hundreds of commissioners in the different municipalities. You're one of the rare few that actually calls us. You probably call us more than any other commissioner. I'm very proud of that. I'm going to continue to do that because every clog of the criminal justice system has to work properly, from policing to prosecution to the judiciary. And if it doesn't work correctly, everything falls apart. And I'm announcing here for the first time, I'm creating a new position in the mayor's office called the Public Safety Enforcement Advisor, someone I'm going to work with closely, all of us are going to work with closely, in dealing with every aspect of the criminal judicial system to make sure that we are giving our residents the safest city in America. And while law and order is priority number one, there's so much more. We heard it. And I think our residents are telling us loud and clear. They want responsible development, but not overdevelopment. And I'm bringing a vote at our first commission meeting. It's a legislation I brought several months ago that we're going to increase the standard for increasing FAR, floor area ratio, which is the height and density. Right now it's 5-7 commission vote. I'm looking to make it a 6-7 commission vote. We'll still get good development passed, but not overdevelopment. Mitigating traffic, software management programs, traffic enforcement officers, ferry service. A couple other things that I'm going to be focused on, better lighting, decorative lighting, better lighting. Our residents really want lighting. I saw it at the first meeting as commissioner. I had other initiatives as well. It wasn't just 41st Street. There was North Beach, South Beach. We're going to do more. Resiliency. We need to make our city more resilient by replacing aging infrastructure. We must and will manage the flooding that we have in our city. We're going to fortify our city, expand and enhance the arts and culture footprint, good governance. I've been so focused on that. I'm not going to go through my initiatives, but open, transparent government empowers our residents. And that's really what we're looking to do here. We need to empower our residents. We're going to ensure the independence of our inspector general as a watchdog over our city. We're going to streamline the permit process. I hear and I understand the frustration that many of our residents have. We've made a lot of improvements. There's a lot more to do. I'm almost done. I want to acknowledge our police chief. I'm going to be working closely with you. The joke is I used to call Chief. I'm going to continue to be very active, community policing, foot patrols, reducing crime. But it's not just reducing crime. It's reducing the fear of crime. Perception is reality. And we need to continue doing that. We have an amazing, well-trained police force. They have the state-of-the-art equipment. We continue to enhance that. And I think the message that I want to send to our police officers when they follow our training, which I know they do, I have your back. I absolutely have your back. Police work is tough. It is very difficult. I have the utmost respect for everyone who puts on the uniform every day. Our firefighters, Chief Virgil, we have a great firefighters, emergency response team. A shout out to Hatsala, I see, as a volunteer service that's in the crowd. We have so many amenities that we... But I got to tell you, one of the most moving moments for me as commissioner, I was coming back from a campaign event in South Beach, and I got a call from Adonis Garcia, who's our union representative of the firefighters. And he told me, Commissioner, it was shortly after the war broke out in Israel, and he said, Commissioner, I just want to let you know we're going to be sending a number of firefighters over to Israel to volunteer because so many of the people who are handling the firefighters and the emergency response unit are now reservists and they're in the army fighting, and we're going to go and volunteer and fill those roles. You see, I'm emotional. I got emotional. I couldn't believe it. It's just something I hadn't thought about, something that was just so moved me that this is what our city is. We're out there. We're there to protect people. And they were thinking, and we're all thinking, we're all praying for the people of Israel, the Israeli Defense Forces, the hostages that are still remaining. But really, on all sides, there's so many innocent lives that have been lost because of Hamas, and it needs to end. And the fact that our firefighters were willing to do their part and represent our city so well, it's a privilege and honor to be working alongside you. Alina, we've worked closely together. We had our regular meetings. We speak all the time, but we had our regularly scheduled meetings, which I've kind of had to cancel because of the campaign. Obviously, I was still in touch frequently, but I look forward to working with you, your entire team. There's many things we do well in our city. There's many things I think we can do better, and I know we've talked about it, and I know you agree, and we're going to do that. We're going to do it together. We're going to work together. Rafael Paz, you are an incredible city attorney. I'm so pleased to work with you. Such a great help to me and my team. Rafael Granado, you're one of the unsung heroes of our city. You do things. And you're like a good umpire or referee. We don't notice you sometimes because that means because you're doing such a great job. You know, united we all win. As a commission, as a city, as residents, we really all win when we stay united. You know, one of the things I said and I heard about integrity and trust, and really it's the honor of holding this position is great, but it's the trust that our residents have put in me, and I don't take it lightly. I wake up every day trying to earn that trust, whether it's be responsive to emails and text messages, whether it be coming up and crafting good legislation to address the issues. I need to earn that trust every day, and I take that very seriously. I'm everyone's mayor, every single resident of Miami Beach. City Hall is not the commission's house. It's our residents' house. And City Hall is there for everyone. I literally, and I mean this, I love our residents. I have a tremendous respect for each and every one of you. And my goal is to improve the standard and quality of life for each and every resident of Miami Beach. and our visitors as well, obviously. And I'll finish off with this. First, I want to thank all our residents. It's really a tremendous privilege and honor to serve as commissioner and now as your mayor. When I first got elected, and I'm finishing off with this, when I first got elected, I met someone new. I met for the first time. And he said, "Commissioner, it's nice to meet you. You're a very important guy." And I said, "Actually, I'm a regular guy. I hold a very important position." And that story holds true today. I'm a regular guy. I hold an extremely important position, and I recognize that. And every day, day in and day out, I am going to take that position with seriousness, with honor and dignity, and I'm going to be relentless with a sense of urgency to improve our quality of life. God bless you all, and God bless Miami Beach.
get David first. David, we need you.
Guys, go down. I'll be there in a second.
So, do I get to sit next to you all the time?
This is the seating, yeah. We have one voting item. Mr. Clerk?
The next item is R7G, is elect Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez, Group 1, as Vice Mayor from November 28, 2023 through March 1st, 2024.
I'll second.
So motion by Commissioner Fernandez, second by Commissioner Vaughn. All in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Meeting is adjourned.